The Don and Mike Show. Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
I think the criteria is always to figure out of what is in, what kind of a picture will sell well out there, what kind of a picture is it that the public all over the world is interested in. Also the women, because it's very important that when you do those films, they don't just have an action picture. The most important thing, especially for women audiences, is that you have, that there is a sensitivity there, that you have an interesting plot, that there's suspense and all those and good twists, not just crazy shootouts.
Battling the bat exhausted my power. I was successful, nevertheless.
Absolutely, boss.
One more giant diamond of this size, and my breathing engine will be complete. I will freeze the city. Then I will hold Gotham ransom. Unless the city bows to my demands, as winter fiber here in Gotham, the city fathers will have no choice but to give me the billions I need to complete my research. So I can find a cure.
I say to everyone here today and to all Californians, f*** my oath and f*** you.
Let me explain to you. When you see someone laughing and you don't know why that is, it's very simple. Because I'm in a shot. There has to be no other reason. Okay? So can you get your acting together now? And laugh with us? Because it's a very funny scene.
The Iceman cometh.
Please, show some mercy.
Mercy? I'm afraid that the condition has left me cold to your pleas of mercy.
No! I freeze. I'm Batman.
You are not sending me to the cooler. Grab the gem! Kill the hero!
Audience that sees this film that will go out of the movie theater and will become like your unpaid publicist. That's really what happens then, because they're going to go out and say to everyone, you got to go and see this movie. This is incredible. I mean, I'm not a writer. If I would write, no one would go to see the movie, so therefore I don't write.
To listen to you talk, you're interested in all aspects of this film. The marketing, who it appeals to, the research. I heard you talking a little bit earlier about how many 70mm prints to make. And I read that you had approval of script, director, co-stars, marketing aspect. I wonder, where do you draw the line at how involved you get? Why not write and direct as well?
Because I can.
There's a lady who's sure all that glitters is gold, and she's buying the stairway to heaven.
Look at that shot. Now that's what I call acting.
Hi, I'm Ari Povich, and here's my biggest fan to tell you what's coming up tonight on A Current Affair. This is Maury Povich, and you won't believe what's on A Current Affair tonight. If you think you've heard it all, listen to what's on A Current Affair tonight. Hi, this is Maury Povich. Let's hear what's on A Current Affair tonight.
Thank you!
Tonight on A Current Affair, you gotta see it to believe it.
Yeah!
Are you ready for something really incredible? Check out A Current Affair tonight.
Thank you!
Hi, this is Mario.
Right.
We have a sensational story on A Current Affair tonight.
You can call
Hi, I'm Ari Povich, and have I got a story for you. Tonight on A Current Affair, here's my best buddy to tell you about it.
Can you hear me?
This has to be one of the craziest stories we've done in a long time on A Current Affair.
Yes, I'm okay, because I'm the sheriff.
Hey, this is Mari Povich. Who's going to tell me what's on A Current Affair tonight?
I think he's a jerk.
Hey, guys, this is Mari Povich, and I tell you, tonight's A Current Affair is not to be missed. Listen to this.
I'm hearing you!
Hey, old buddy, this is Mari Povich. Let's tell everybody what's on A Current Affair tonight.
No.
This is Mari Povich. Play the ka-chung and tell me what's on A Current Affair tonight.
Yeah!
Hey, folks, you'll love this one.
Be realistic, Rick.
It's A Current Affair tonight. Listen to this hot story.
All this boring clothes. What, am I scaring you?
This is Mari Povich, and we've got a hot story tonight on A Current Affair.
Jesse's delicious.
This is Mari Povich. Tonight's story will have everyone talking about A Current Affair tomorrow.
What for?
Tonight's story, it's unbelievable, incredible, and it's only on A Current Affair.
You can forget about my sister. She got a boyfriend.
Hi, this is Mari Povich. When you hear what's on tonight's A Current Affair, you'll just have to watch.
I wouldn't kill.
Tonight's A Current Affair is a blockbuster.
So, it's a free country. I'm a person.
Just listen to this story and you'll have to watch A Current Affair tonight.
I don't think it's right for a bird on somebody.
This will definitely go down as one of the A Current Affair top 10 stories. It's incredible.
Yes, I'm okay because I'm the sheriff.
Hi, this is Mari Povich, and have I got a story for you tonight on A Current Affair.
I want to see you! Oh!
Hello, everyone. This is Mari Povich, and here are A Current Affair's headlines.
There you are!
And they said it couldn't be done.
Can we have assistance, please, and run up and
watch
the toilet?
A Current Affair.
Thank you!
It's A Current Affair tonight.
Hello?
Too much.
What for?
Until tonight, America.
You're weird!
Until next time, guys.
Yeah, because he has a green card. He's
it's
cute.
It's an incredible show tonight.
Yes.
How's that for a scoop? Another
exclusive. Who runs this joint anyway?
This is one of my favorite stories. Don't miss it.
We need some help. I'll get it.
Is it sweeps again? This could be trouble.
Open your eyeballs and you can see that he's a little
incredible.
Bit of a jerk.
Bet you can't wait to see this one, huh, guys?
I'm hearing you!
Tonight's show is a hot one. Watch it.
I buy my bus pass for $40 and I'm first only,
that's
so that's my first. Hello?
Oh, yeah? Well, tonight's story will be an A Current Affair to remember.
No.
We'll have fun with this one tonight.
I love you. I have to go catch a bus.
Thanks, guys. We appreciate it.
Oh!
Hi, this is Mari Povich. It's amazing what people will do just to get on A Current Affair.
Let's go.
If you think that's wild, wait till you get the whole story tonight. It gets even wilder.
I have to go to the hospital.
This story just proves that truth is stranger than fiction.
Our daddy is dead.
It will be tough to top this story.
Yeah, well, he put up that sign in the bathroom that says only employees can use it.
You're not
going to
find a story like that anywhere.
Hello?
Too strange.
No.
It's an A Current Affair exclusive.
Excellent.
Last night's A Current Affair was great, but wait till you hear about tonight's show.
Silent State Assistance and Road Number One, thank you.
Hi, I'm Mari Povich. And here's my biggest fan to tell you what's coming up tonight on A Current Affair.
Jesse's delicious!
Hi, I'm Mari Povich. And here's my biggest fan to tell you what's coming up tonight on A Current Affair.
Can we have assistance, please, and run up and wash my toilet
This seat? Is Mari Povich, and you won't believe what's on A Current Affair tonight.
You're weird!
If you think you've heard it all, listen to what's on A Current Affair tonight.
What for?
Hi, this is Mari Povich. Let's hear what's on A Current Affair tonight.
Can you hear me?
Tonight on A Current Affair, you gotta see it to believe it.
Let's go!
Are you ready for something really incredible? Check out A Current Affair tonight.
I love you, I have to go catch a bus.
Hi, this is Maury Povich, and we have a sensational story on A Current Affair tonight.
I'm going to go to Alma, now I'm going to catch a bus with Rick.
Hi, I'm Maury Povich, and have I got a story for you. Tonight on A Current Affair, here's my best buddy to tell you about it.
I buy my bus pass for 40 bucks, and I'm first always, so that's why I'm first.
This has to be one of the craziest stories we've done in a long time on A Current Affair.
I've got a schedule. We're going to Happy Timmy's bus today. That's why
hey,
it is.
This is Maury Povich. Who's going to tell me what's on A Current Affair tonight?
Thanks for the memories. We came to do a show for very little dough. By little, I mean I could make more working on Skid Row. That's cable TV. Thanks for the memories. This half year flew by. My Maury, what a guy. Instead of asking who's the daddy, he could talk Dubai. How stunned were we all.
Thank you.
Maury would talk instead of listening, unaware of the concept of whispering. And when he did say the right thing, it was so rare. Why should I care? Thanks for the memories. The thing I love the most about hubby as co-host is all those other anchors were as dull as Melba Toast. The sparks really flew. Thanks for the memory.
Hello?
Yeah.
Are you there?
Am I on the air?
You are. Who is this?
Were you looking to be on the air?
Yeah, I was, but nobody said, hello, you're on the air.
Hello, you're on the air. Who is this?
Oh, my name is Larry.
Hey, Larry.
Larry.
Wow, I have a brother named Larry.
Life is
doesn't.
So funny like that.
I have a question for you.
Yes, we're listening, Larry.
Yeah, why are you guys allowed to say bullshit, but they couldn't say bullshit on the Don and Mike show?
Oh, my.
Whoopee!
Well, don't drink soda before you call the show.
Hello, you're in the air. Joe?
Yes?
These were your friends calling.
No, they're not.
Hello, you're in the air.
Whoopee!
He's very happy about that.
Wow. Whoopee. Whoopee, Maury. Whoopee.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rosie. And you know, we have to bail out of that Tommy Chung thing. And I appreciate you doing that. I mean, that goes on, like, I don't want to set off the alarm, but it almost goes on, like, you know, the Dead Beatles wife.
Uh-huh.
Yes. That thing. Of all, here's some good music for you, Mike.
I think about my laughing place.
The following takes place between 3 p.m. and 7.
See, right now on the East Coast, Washington, D.C., where we broadcast from, it's 3:12. So wherever you're hearing us, just check your watch.
The Don and Mike Show.
That's why God invented watches. Bingo.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Yeah. The tempted temptation.
Hello.
Oh, yeah. Play this for Buzz.
Thank you.
Hello.
The Psychodelic Shack.
Oh, hi there.
You know you're going to ruin it if you dance. Just stand.
Tied Hawaiian shirt.
Just stand. Just stand still. No, you're going to ruin it.
You can't help it.
I'm not talking to you, Mike. I'm talking to him. I can't take him out standing there doing his karaoke.
You don't enjoy his choreography?
I do not. I find it distracting.
I kind of enjoy it.
I work very hard to try to put all those tapes together and then get a good song and start the show. And now look at him.
You made a mockery of it.
Look at the big monkey standing there. Look at him.
He can't help it. He has to dance.
And his microphone's not even on. He's just over there mouthing every single word.
Still, he performs.
He does.
More fun when his microphone's turned off. Now he's stopped moving.
Just got to stop that now, please.
I just heard a little...
For the love of God, stop it.
His microphone is turned off.
Still off.
That's right, because the door is officially not opened yet.
It's amazing.
Him.
I didn't know you could discipline him this way. This is very, very exciting.
So can you
technically, we could do the whole show like this, and he would have to do that because he's obsessive compulsive that way. Look at him. Look, he's not, you know, but he's scowling. He doesn't like that idea.
Stomp once if you think.
You're making him speak like a horse?
Yes. Yes. Stomp once if you think that you can keep it under control. Stomp twice if you're going to be unable to stop this twitching.
He's moving the microphone down near his foot. That's one stomp.
Is that your final answer?
Okay, that's two single stomps. He said
yes.
He will be able to control himself.
Yes, okay. Yes.
Well then. Well then, hey. As I was saying, yeah, right. Back to Psychedelic Shack. Yeah, right. I'm pulling your way.
Right.
Look at him just standing there.
Okay. Hi, Dynamite.
We appreciate it.
Thank you.
There's his voice, right?
Yeah.
Right.
You know what? This is crap.
I agree. Let's just stop the show.
Right. Now he can come in. Now this. Now his door. We've opened his cage. The GIMP is out of his box.
You see, sadly, I'm like Kiki D. I got the music in me.
Oh, God.
Oh, he's mentally retarded.
Right.
How's your sweet victory?
Oh,
yeah.
Yes. Sweeter than sweet.
And good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Mailman, and all the ships at sea. The personal vocal coach to Miss Connie Chung. Don Geronimo, and he's a Mike O'Mara.
Yeah.
On his go outside.
Thank you, Rob, and hi there, everybody. As you can tell by the smell, this is the Don and Mike Show, and it's a new episode, everybody, on this Wednesday.
Wednesday.
I'm so easy, Rob. I'm so easy.
06-2106.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
No, he's not retarded.
Buzz is just about the only one. All right, cats, here are your phone numbers. 877-365-3636. Or you can call 800-636-1067. Only two more shows.
Only two more shows in this building.
Wow. You can call us here in D.C. at 202-432-1067. We're also on the intranet. Thank you, Al Gore. Go to our website, DonandMikeWebsite.com. Click on Listen Live. If you want to email us during the show, do the same. Email at DonandMikeWebsite.com. And then there's the entire iTunes thing and the podcast and the downloadable stuff on our website.
It's everywhere.
And then the downloadable podcast segments on the free FM side. And it's way too much of us everywhere.
Never too much.
There you go. Just kind of... It's one of the worst fades ever. Really, I'm a kid.
I mean, like in real life?
In the history of Motown, that's really? Like one of the worst. It's like
it's super fast.
It's zero fade.
Yeah, unfortunate.
I always hated it because, you know, I like having the music on the band. I like swimming on the music. Yeah, maybe on the music band.
Know what you mean?
And, you know, the PD would always know if you jump in early because it had a fast fade.
Oh, right. Boy.
You jump in with 30 seconds left there.
Well, it's got a fast fade. Got to talk sometime.
That's right. I'm a platter chattering.
Come on now.
Hey, hi there, Don and Mike Show.
How you doing?
How you doing?
How you doing?
Hey, Boogeyman Show. Wednesday.
Who's on the line?
Hey, party Wednesday. Hump Wednesday. How you doing?
Who don't seem to hear the caller. What's happening, caller? Who's on the line?
Who wants to tell their boss to shove it today, huh? Hello?
You're on the zoo.
How you doing on this busy work week? Bleh, bleh, bleh.
Hello, I'll try this one. Hey, there we go.
Hey, how about turning that radio down, my friend?
Wow.
Goodbye.
You're scaring people
Chased
off.
A couple of people away with these voices.
It's always 106 and sunny. Yeah. A good time was had by all.
Phoenix.
Yeah, Phoenix, right. Where it's always sunny 106. Let a smile be your handshake.
Well, welcome to the Leah Lyrical Pursuit Department, and hello, everybody, and this is the show, and gosh, before anything else, please allow me a moment to make a call to a friend of mine.
Those personal friends?
Oh, yeah.
Buddy?
Well, I just found out his cell number today, but I'm going to add it.
Robert, I'm unavailable at this time.
Oh, dear.
Leave your name and number, and I'll get back with you as soon as possible.
Oh, does he leave his number? Okay. Blah, blah, blah.
Oh,
okay.
Come on, Robert. How long is this thing?
He wants attention.
To reach this person, press 5 now. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, Bob. It's almost sweeter this way.
It's please almost... hold on. Let me be your secretary for a second. Robert, please hold for a gracious winner.
Hi, Bob. GW here. Gracious winner. Where were you last night?
About 11:30.
3-point game. Dallas out of timeouts. If you're Miami, do you foul? Don't let him shoot a three.
Right. This is getting smart now. Are you going to foul?
Terry. If you're Robert the Mailman, can you taste your underpants in the back of your throat right now?
Oh!
Puts it up. Won't go. Away. The Miami Heat, they've done it. They win their first championship in franchise history.
What can I say? My father is Jor-El.
Superman. You have to say, I am Superman.
No, I think he said Superman. He simply identified Superman to the crowd.
Right. I am the son of Jor-El.
The other son of Jor-El.
I am the other son of Jor-El.
That's what he said. There
That's
we go.
It. I am the other son of Jor-El.
Words to that effect. You just say it in Shakespeare. I am the son of Jor-El.
Hold on, here it is. Let me get it.
Yes.
Let's get it right.
Superman.
Let me just make sure. This would be a great message. I hope Robert has one of those phones where he can't just hit like 7 and delete immediately.
Oh, yeah.
I am the other son of Jor-El. Superman.
Because he want to keep. Nobody says it like Shaq does.
Oh, hold on. He's on the other line.
Okay. All right.
Talk to you later, Robert. Bye-bye.
He'll always have this message.
Hey! Hey!
Hey!
Hey!
How you doing?
Good game last night.
Wonderful game.
I bet you were feeling good when Miami was way down in the first half.
I left the house and they were up by 9. By the time I got to work, they were down by 1 and I knew it was over.
Yep. So what that means is when we go to our new studios, the first week that we're in our new studios in 2 weeks from now, 2.5 weeks from now, you'll be in a dunk tank filled with, as you requested, Jell-O.
Oh, it's going to be Jell-O?
Well, it's going to be liquid Jell-O.
He requested Kool-Aid.
That's what,
oh,
yeah.
Kool-Aid?
Did he want Kool-Aid? I thought he started with Jell-O.
We can do Kool-Aid.
He requested Kool-Aid.
Oh, grape Kool-Aid.
Yeah. Right.
That's right, grape Kool-Aid.
How about sparkling champagne?
Sparkling champagne. Lovely champagne.
And?
Hey, Don.
Yes, Robert.
I'm kind of relieved, and I know you don't believe me, but I was thinking last night, I got the short end of the stick. I'm like, if I win, why do I have to cook for you?
You know what? I kind of thought about that, Robert.
Yeah.
It was, you had a point. I mean, what were you?
Hold on.
You didn't have any name, but you came up with it.
Strange offer.
I was so excited being outside. I didn't think about it till afterwards.
Right.
I mean, by the way, people were still honking at me after I put the sign down.
Sure.
Of course, because people know you love white people. Yeah, you're a great emissary. You're a great emissary for all Caucasians.
I'd like to put a rule out for the dunk tank. This is the one rule.
Yes.
It has to be legit. We have to have a legitimate amount of distance between the throwing point and hitting the thing that makes Robert go in the water. I don't want any cheating on this dunk tank.
So what?
I'm glad he cannot participate. That's my rule.
Who can't participate?
No, I'm sorry. Tom can.
No discrimination.
Anybody that...
Listen, hold on, Robert. Anybody that is willing to throw the ball the right distance can participate.
Tom, you really think...
He won't hit the target. But, Don, why every time I'm on the show now, I get saddled with Tom Gavin? I don't call him when he's doing a...
Well, Tom happened to call yesterday when you were on.
Let me just
for a minute.
Let me just throw out a couple of... Let me just throw out a couple of names at you, okay?
Do you think Tom will really be able to hit the target?
No.
Let me just throw out a couple of names at you. Eddie Murphy and Nick Nolte. Okay, you know what that is?
How about...
That's salt and pepper chemistry. And let's take it to another level, okay? Will and Grace. When there's a yin, there's a yang. I'm saying...
If you really want to go back far...
Costello, those
no, but Robert Culp and Bill Cosby. I spy.
That's right. You're the cause.
He's not on my level. I know you got stinky ears because he's white, but he's not on my level.
No, and you're right. He gets extra points for being right, for being white. That's exactly how we look at it.
I would seriously, I would financially back a buddy movie starring you and Tom Gavin.
Either way, Robert the Mailman.
I'm laughing. I'm there.
Thanks for calling. It was nice beating you in this bet, and we'll see you in our new digs when you'll be in the dunk tank full of grape Kool-Aid.
Yeah, can I give one shout-out, please? I forgot to give it out yesterday. Please.
Sure, sure, because you just were not on enough yesterday. Go ahead.
I got to give a shout-out to Jay Samuels, my dentist to the stars.
Yeah, very nice. Have you been back?
We'll be next to him, close to him in Pennsville.
Are you going to have you been back for all your return visits?
No, everything's fine right now, and I'm not looking forward to getting the rest of the teeth pulled out because those uppers hurt like a mother.
Okay, so you're going to... How many more teeth do they have to pull?
Seven.
Wow.
All on the bottom.
Not a lucky number. Is it going to affect your speech at all when they take the final seven out?
No, I'm more articulate than ever.
Oh, great.
Will you have it done before you get in the dunk tank?
No.
All right. Oh, and last question.
I'm looking forward to the dunk tank because it'll be more great radio and the listeners will be more pleased.
Are you going to wear your teeth in the dunk tank?
No, but I will wear my jungle outfit.
You going to wear your purple jumpsuit?
Yeah, the purple people eater.
I predict.
You know why he's going to wear that? You know why he's going to wear that? Because he doesn't wear anything under it.
I predict.
So when he gets wet, it's going to be like a wet t-shirt.
I do for Mike.
I predict a situation like when you go into a Baskin-Robbins on a Saturday night in the middle of summer, and they say, take a number for better service, and you get a number, and it's like number 89, and you look, and it says they're on number 3. Mm. I predict there will be a line of people miles long, waiting to throw whatever it is—a softball, whatever it is.
And if you take your teeth out, you look like the voodoo lady from Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil.
Thank you. Hey Don, can you do me one favor though? Can you give me a date with that sister that works with you guys? I know it's her last week.
Now, she on the air yesterday said that she was not involved with anybody.
She's not involved with anybody, even if she was, Don.
Well, now, I
have a lady that fine kicking the bus.
Listen, how can I facilitate that? I barely know her. I only know her in gossip. I've only heard her spoken about in gossip.
Technically, there are only two more days that we could take care of that.
Yeah,
Buzz. Hey, I'm just saying. I think, I really think Robert is definitely deserving.
Listen, if you're on the scent of some prey, go ahead, Tiger.
Would you like us to, arrange a conversation?
Please.
Is she in the building?
I don't ask for much.
No. I think the only way he could get a date with her would be, right now, it's strike while the iron's hot. She talked to him yesterday, and,
it's now or never.
I did kiss her hand.
Did she give you any signals, Robert? You were very clear
Robert, why don't we just handle it like this? She couldn't move away fast enough. Why don't we handle it like this? I'm sure that if she's not listening
there she
now...
Is. She just walked down the hallway.
All right, go get her and see if she wants to come in. Rob,
John is already sitting here.
I'm in love.
All right.
I mean, I know.
Got her. Hold on. I think we got her. Robert, calm down. I think we got her.
We snared
Don,
her.
I tried to get in Cola's pants years ago, and they were tighter than the nuns,
I would play that down.
Is she coming in? Oh, let's give her a round of applause.
Robert.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hello.
It's your first time on the show. How are you?
Mystery lady.
What is your name?
Shy.
Very nice to see you. We've got Robert on the Robert is on the line here.
Hi, Robert.
Hello.
Okay, go ahead, man.
Robert, this is all we can do right now.
Make your move, stud.
Look, sweetheart, I'm going to put it on the line. I heard you was going with a Baltimore Raven, and it was me. If it was me, I wouldn't have your sweet, beautiful behind kissing the bus home. I'd be picking you up every day. We'd have lunch every day. Mm-hmm. I am inviting you on the air.
Let me help you out. Let me help you out. Hold on.
All right.
Right on. I'll do things to you that are illegal in 50 states.
What, Robert? I didn't catch that last part.
I said I'll do things to her that are illegal in all 50 states.
Take it
on all 50 states.
Illegal.
Illegal.
See how beautiful this woman is?
She is a beautiful woman, yes, Robert. What?
Compared to that pig you had in there yesterday?
Oh, you mean the white lady?
Being a white lady, same thing. Now, sister, let me tell you something.
Robert, you're not having any real dialogue here.
I'm a real deep brother.
Who is the celebrity you think you most resemble? I have my own thoughts.
They tell me Gabrielle Union.
I would think I get it mixed up. The hotter of the Williams sisters. The
Exactly.
Venus.
You know, when I first saw
Venus, the Williams sister that I like the best.
In a very quick way, in the first time I saw Shy, I thought there was a little Janet Jackson there also.
Mm-hmm.
And you're very, very
briefly. Hardly saying anything.
I hope you, it's a compliment.
That is a compliment.
It is.
Thank you. Venus was one of the Williams. It's going to be the second.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. I got the eye. I'm the blackest on the show. Did you hear that?
So I'm the blackest on the show.
Well, you're not really on the show, though.
Oh, okay.
You're not really on the show.
But I am the fifth Beatle.
Well, Robert, Shy has been nice enough to come into the studio, and this is your moment.
If anything, Tom's the fifth Beatle. you're Pete Best.
Tom eats Beatles.
But anyway, we digress.
Hey, fellas, tell her how good I cook.
Wait, you're here. You've got
you're
her here.
Talking. Talk
She's got
to
headphones
her.
On. She's right here.
We have things to do,
hey,
please.
My lady, my beautiful African queen.
She has a name.
I'm a great cook.
He is a good
I'm
cook.
I'm a great conversationalist.
Mm-hmm.
I will inspire you. I will be your muse. Together, we can do great things. You must give me a chance. If I fall down, I can only die knowing I tried. We're in the hand of the prettiest woman I've ever seen in my life.
Wow. Oh, wow. He's...
He means fertilize your lawn with that.
I swear to Christ.
My chicken account is yours.
Wow. Well, the checking account, yes. All right.
Is she hotter than the chick you picked up at the truck stop in Atlanta?
Oh, my God. Oh, that was long
ago. You had to bring up the ass tour.
Robert?
That's 3 years ago.
Robert, I think the time has come for you to make
come
some
on.
Sort of formal offer.
I'm on knee. We at least are with a brother.
I'm sorry, Robert. I'm flattered, but I can't.
Oh, Robert. Robert, she was very direct. You have to appreciate her honesty.
I understand.
We all understand.
I'm very flattered. Thank you.
That's cool. Get her out the studio.
We're done here.
Out the studio.
Wait, she's still in here.
I think we'll keep her and we'll let you go.
Yeah, I think that's the best way.
Okay, bye.
Bye, Robert.
Bye. See you in the dunk tank.
Bye
bye.
Good try. It was a fine effort.
It really was.
Ooh. Wow. Robert was laying it on pretty thick there, Shy, wasn't he?
He was. But
was there anything at all that he said or did or a look that he gave you or anything that would tell him he has any chance whatsoever? Be honest. You can be totally honest with us.
Well, usually first impressions are everything.
Right. You never get a second chance to make a first impression.
Yeah.
So he's pretty much 0% chance?
Yeah, when I first... He kind of scared me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, me too.
Oh, that's a
shy. You know what we call that? We call that good judgment.
You guys are good. You guys are good eye. Well, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Shy.
Okay. Right. Bye-bye.
Very nice seeing you.
Nice
bye-bye.
Meet you.
There she goes. Never to date Robert.
Wow.
And Robert went out. I've never seen Robert go out of his mind for a woman more than her.
He was taken, no doubt. Mm-hmm.
Well, keep your football secret, my love. I stand by that. I stand by information from Crazy Stacy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's where I got it.
Okay. She says a lot of things, though. You remember that about
wild,
Crazy.
Wild. Bob,
I couldn't agree with you more. If that's his source.
I know. Listen, she's bought in the Gagusa. I know that. You know, I know that the elevator don't go to the top floor.
Mm-hmm.
But I also know this, that she is an attractive black woman.
Yes.
And when there is another hot black woman within the vicinity.
Mm-hmm. She knows.
Yes, and the claws... They come out.
Yeah.
She's actually standing outside.
Well, that's very scary.
She stopped me. She said, this is during a commercial break when, what were we doing? We're taping Robert
Him.
The Tree
right.
Yeah,
outside.
No.
What are you talking about?
Him.
Papa John just came by a couple of times.
Who's Papa John?
You know, Kevin.
Oh, pizza face. Right.
Cream.
So I'm standing out there, and she comes up to me, and Stacy comes up to me and says, she grabs me by the arm, she says, "What you looking at?" So just wait. I know what you're looking at. Oh,
mm-hmm.
Yes, you want some of that now? You're out there. Yeah.
Shy makes a very good first impression.
Yes, it does. Then Stacy,
unlike Robert,
Stacy pulled me aside and said, "Honey, No.
Oh, really?
No. Big football player.
Okay.
Who knows?
You never know.
Who knows? It could have been a play.
But that does strike fear into the hearts of mortal men. Mm-hmm. You know,
yeah.
Anybody's dating a football player.
You know, and besides, and I think she's probably doing it just for talk because, yeah, like, I'm going to go out with that chick.
And right after that, Stacey got in her spaceship and flew away.
Yeah, like she's going to go out with me.
She got in her camouflage painted car.
I was just looking at her. But Stacey used to, even when she was nuts, when she worked here, she did have good intel.
Mm-hmm.
She really did have good intel.
Right.
She talked to everybody and found out everybody's dirt. She truly, truly did.
I think that women that go out with football players sometimes are a bit lonely.
Yeah,
really?
Sure
about,
hey, Joe.
Yes.
Well, I guess because they're on the road a lot, practice a lot.
Are you having a nice conference?
Yes.
Okay. The microphones are on.
Okay.
Because when you're in the back of the room.
Could you hear that?
Well, that's why I brought it up, friend.
Oh, sorry.
And also, I always wanted to compliment you on your spectacular new retarded haircut.
Oh, I haven't put any juice in it today. So.
Any juice? And he uses Apple, if anybody's listening at home wants to know what the secret is.
Makes his own juice.
Sticky.
Ooh.
So now, what do you normally do with your hair, Joe? What's your routine?
I just wash it and then put the spiky stuff in there.
Spiky stuff. Okay.
Spiky stuff.
And that's it's incidentally, if you're looking for it in your local CVS, Walgreens, Rite Aid, it's Joe Ardinger's, what is it, spiky stuff?
Spiky stuff.
Spiky juice.
Yeah. S-P-I-K-Y apostrophe S.
Spiky
U-F-F.
Spunky juice. All right, we'll get out of here.
Funky juice.
So the deal is just your hair is flat today.
Soon to be available on his own website.
It's flat today.
Gotcha.
Looking for something to give you that special look? Check out JoeArdinger.com for Joe's spiky stuff. Spiky stuff. If it works
Hello.
For me, it'll work for you.
Howdy, Don and Mike show.
Why don't you tell Stacey that was her name, correct?
Who?
What?
The gal that was in the studio?
The lady in the studio was named Shy.
Shy was her name.
Tell her one reason she and Robert should go out is because they could exchange and share bras with each other.
Wow.
Why don't you tell that guy to stop calling? He's a pest. He's like that chapped ass that just won't go away, that keeps coming back.
But we love that ass. You know, perhaps you should wait till he's in the dunk tank to call back.
You would be one of the people that I envision lining up all the way past where E.J. Corvettes used to be on Rockville Pike.
Way to go, Don. Way to give the local reference point.
That's what I'm all about, Mike. Time, temperature, local relatables.
What was the name of that place again?
E.J. Corvettes.
Right.
On Rockville Pike.
Uh-huh. Who was E.J. Corvettes? Was it a store?
It was a big electronics/Sears wannabe store.
Was it any relation to the Corvettes they used to have in New York City?
I do not think so.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Mm.
See you at Hot Shops.
He thinks that he's so cool, yet everyone hates him and everyone loves Tom Gavin.
Same things right now.
Yeah.
That only people who lived in Washington, D.C. 30 years ago would even have an idea.
Hot Shops. What's the ice cream place?
The ice cream place? Well, hold on. First, you got to go to Drug Fair to get your Cherry Coke.
Sure. What is the old ice cream place they used to have? Where they had the birthday parties. You talked about it a
couple. Farrell's. Will Farrell's.
Yes.
Farrell's.
Is there any Farrell's around anymore? Do they exist?
I don't think so.
No.
I don't think so.
Don't know. Hello? Are you still there? Gone.
No.
We've driven another one away.
That's all right.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Michael!
Yeah, Beluga, how are you?
That's what I think.
I got you, didn't I? Is this Beluga?
Yes, it's Beluga.
Beluga, I'm aware of what you left in the hallway the other night. Listen, Carla walks you religiously, and I'm not quite sure why you still choose to relieve yourself in the hallway. Would you like to answer to that?
Your girlfriend's dog.
It's not the hallway now.
Has Beluga been drinking?
Mike, you need someone better to call it and pretend to be your dog.
I thought this.
I did it again.
What did you do? Did you do it again?
I lost you because it's free.
Thank you, Beluga. Yeah, this is a bad Beluga.
I'm sorry.
All right, the auditions are open. We need someone to play the role of Carla's dog.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Yeah, this is Joe. I got a joke for you. I know your joke policy. I think you're going to like this.
Well, what's our joke policy?
All right. Well, the joke policy is you'll give out my number on the air, correct?
Yeah, we have to screen it first.
No, hold on. Joe's got it all on the screen.
He's got it. It's all been done?
We've got the number.
Yeah. Good.
All right, so here's the deal. This is not like our game Make Us Laugh.
Mm-hmm.
If this guy tells a joke that really makes us laugh,
mm-hmm.
Well, he doesn't win dick, but he amuses us. Now, if the joke does not...
If we are not amused...
Does not make us laugh...
We will reveal his secret number.
Because, as you can tell, Mike and I are master comedians.
We are.
And
professionals.
Everything that we say, we work off the rough draft the writers give us.
And Buzz mentioned a very important word there, Don, that I think we should pass along to our audience. It is the training.
Yeah, years.
That is what it's years of training.
The classes, the exercises.
We get the outline, and we sit in the office, and we...
The apprenticeships and the Catskills.
Mm-hmm. We pretend that we're doing the show for about an hour every day before we go on the air.
Yeah. That's simply what we refer to as dress.
And sometimes we'll even flub stuff on purpose and say, that's good, that'll sound good to flub that today.
Yeah, because sometimes the ad-libs that are generated out of the two great comedy minds will be better than what is on the written page.
Exactly.
As of right, you know, right now, in case you can't tell, we're totally off the script.
We're off the script, and we have been for quite some long time.
Anyway, our policy is, if you have a joke that's not funny, because as we've just so brilliantly shown you,
clearly,
we know funny.
We are seriously replacing the actor who was playing the role of Beluga.
Yeah, because that's funny, too.
Yep, and we had to cover for him.
We know funny.
We do know funny.
So, having stated all of that, if your joke makes us laugh, congratulations.
I'll let people peer behind the curtain.
If
here
not, we give out your telephone number and our fans call and ridicule you.
This caller was involved in our dress rehearsal. We know the joke won't be funny, and we're going to be funny after it, because we're going to make fun of it. There'll be silence, and then we'll make a snide comment. Let's see what happens.
Oh, okay, you ready?
Yes, we're born ready, my friend.
What is the difference between Don Geronimo running down a deer and Don Geronimo running down Ralph the Mailman?
What?
The skid marks before the deer.
Okay, now let me see if I got this number correct.
1, 2, 3.
Perfect. It's 571.
Just like in dress.
238. Yes.
Works great.
9932. Again, and don't forget, you want to store this one for the big holiday weekends that are coming up.
What? I forgot my line.
571.
Ah, come on, you guys.
238.
That was funny.
9932. You might want to call this guy like around 4th of July weekend.
Yep. Early in the wee hours.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Say your Uncle Sam.
Bye.
You guys are awful.
Bye. We're awful. Hello?
Hey, he's gone. That was what he was supposed to do.
Page 4. See, and now there's supposed to be a joke about his mom's crotch, but we're off the script.
That's right.
It would make no sense. Yeah, like your mom's crotch.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
So's your mom's crotch.
Hello.
My mom's crotch.
Oh, not you.
We might have another one.
Another guy. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hi, how you doing?
Oh, hey, we're all right.
We're doing okay. What's up?
I'm so hammered.
You're drunk?
Oh, once again.
Have you called us before?
Yes, I have.
Because, frankly, the parade of—I got to be honest—the parade of drunks is really starting to wear thin.
Yeah, and they're not. And that started with drunk Chad, who I thought the callers can't trip it. The callers can't trip it.
Yeah. I indulged him.
I can barely drive.
And that's what he needs. You know, we all say that in the hallways here. That's what he needs: more indulgence.
Thank you, Mike.
Anyway, listen. I think I speak for everyone. We tire of you. Of you collective drunks, unless you can bring something to the table.
Exactly.
You know,
bring something to the table.
Bring like that classic drunk guy from Wichita that used to call us from his front porch while his best friend was banging his wife while he was sitting out on this front porch.
His life was falling apart and he shared everything of it. One of the things that the bad drunks do is they just interrupt, and that's not going to be acceptable.
There's got to be some give and take here.
I agree.
Okay, so let's part company as
friends.
No, that's too strong a word.
Isn't it time for you to go and throw up?
Not yet.
See,
hold on. 10 minutes.
Excuse
yet.
Me, Buzz Burbank. Shut up for a second. Give me a timpani. Buzz has just indicated that he has a show business bulletin.
Uh-oh.
Now let's
from our Hollywood bureau. Correct.
Buzz, is this good news or bad news?
Well, it's too early to say, but I think it's important to this show. I know it's important to you. Television producer, the legend, Aaron Spelling, has suffered a stroke. And his wife...
Nope, that's it. Show's off today.
His wife, Candy...
Don, pull it together.
That's it. See you tomorrow.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban being interviewed after they lost, doing the interview in a very strange location.
I didn't say it worked.
stared him down a little bit, and I made my point. You know, I did not say a word to him or any of his group. Had a few comments from some of the people around him, all the fans around him, that were happy to curse me out, but nothing him at all. You know, there's lots of things that happen in a game or a course of season. And these guys, you know, let me rephrase. People have been saying that ever since I bought the team. You never make it to the playoffs because you're in the way. You'll never get any visibility for your team because you're out front. You'll never get the calls because of your criticisms. You'll never go anywhere. And here we are. If someone said to me, Mark, all that, and if you hold home court for the last two games, you win a championship, would you say? Would you say yes? And I give them the appropriate answer. I said, boo yeah, hell yeah.
Anyway, well, as
you
can
hear.
Thank you.
Excited.
Got it busy.
Well,
you got to cram those interviews in when you can.
Just like a great big bowl of OK. The Don and Mike Show.
That's exactly what this show is.
Absolutely.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, Don, this is Gavin from Wichita. You want to talk to me?
Are you the guy that sat on his porch and drank beer while his wife was getting made love to by another man?
You got it.
Welcome, Bill.
It's been a long time, hasn't it?
Are you drunk now?
No, I'm working.
What are you doing? Where are you working?
The house out in East Wichita, working on a thunderstorm up tree, man.
Do you ever get drunk anymore and sit on the porch while your wife is in there getting it on with your best friend?
Well, he's no longer a friend.
He's no longer a friend. Is she your wife still?
I'm still with her, yeah.
You're still with her? Yeah, right.
She's still banging him?
No, no longer a friend.
Are you sure about that? Because as I recall, as we went through the drunken call, and are you also the guy that went bowling?
Yep.
Wow, you're that guy. How is your personal life right now?
Not bad. I mean, we work things out.
He's got to be drunk. This is terrible.
No, we can't talk to you when you're sober.
Well, you know, we're not accepting some of these calls from new drunks doesn't mean alumni drunks can call sober, because that's even worse.
No, you got to come with your A game.
I've had four or five, and that's about it.
No, you're lying now.
No, you're not.
No.
You said you weren't. You said you weren't. You said you were at work. You just said that.
Yeah, but I'm working with my son on a private house, but there's nobody here.
But you're not drunk like when you used to call the show.
Well, usually, because, you know.
He is so sober. Yeah. That's why he's talking in his little...
No, not really.
You can
call any time, but only when you're drunk. You're one of the good drunks.
And you're never allowed to say not really again.
Well, all right, I'll go out and have a beer for you, and I'll sit and chat with you while I have a beer.
No.
No, you don't get it.
When you had called before, you had had many beers, cartons of beers.
You called because of your passion, because the drinking you were doing just aroused something in you while your best friend was aroused, and you called, and you had to purge your soul.
Remember we had those talks about how you'd be on the front porch swing, and your friend would be inside watching TV with your wife, and they'd have a...
If I remember correctly, it was highly amusing, but he was not necessarily likable.
Well, if you guys want some closure, I can tell you what happened.
Some what?
Closure?
Closure, let you know what happened. Closure.
You got
some closing?
You got a little slippage with the upper plate?
Some tobacco? All right, let's hear it. Go.
Well, one night Dan came over and said, hey, he's having problems with his girlfriend. So his girlfriend comes down and talks to Debbie, and then all of a sudden, Debbie comes in the bathroom and tells me, yeah.
You know what?
Click, click, click. He needs the juice.
Yeah.
He needs the sauce.
Listen, don't be ashamed, my friend.
No.
Some of the greatest performers that I know of.
Michael Mara.
You know, I have been labeled as
juice before the show.
One of the great raconteurs of all time, and I do so with a fifth of Irish whiskey every day.
I mean, your best rockers, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You know what they do before the show. Sure. And that's what your callers have to do, too.
Yeah, you know what I call them?
Imagine that you are... Well, I can't say Diamond David Lee Roth, because who wants to imagine that they're David Lee Roth right now?
Good choice.
Imagine that you are, I don't think Bon Jovi really does that
anymore. How about Ron Wood?
Michael Bublé.
Now, you know, I really resent you using the old rocker.
Michael Bublé. When
you're talking about my accomplishments, because you know what I call guys like Steven Tyler?
What, my quitter? Quitter. Right. Oh, as we heard on yesterday's show, you think that you've got at least 10 more years of hard living.
Yes.
Before you pull it back. Speaking of pulling it back, hi, Joe.
Ron Wood just checked into detox again.
See? And, you know, even though he's checked into detox, you can't call him quitter. You can't.
Because how many times do you think Ron Wood has been in detox? I would bet...
He'll be back again.
Oh. At least 10.
But, you know, when you talk about certain icons, like Elton, five times.
How many times, Joe?
Joe said five.
Five.
Is that documented, five?
According to me, yes. I follow these things, and it usually includes a cocaine detoxification as well.
Joe would probably be an expert on this subject as far as rockers who have quit, their lifestyle. Do you know off the top of your head many...
who cleaned up?
I think of Steven Tyler, I think of Elton John, and not really a rocker, but... Who's that?
Joe Perry.
Yeah. Joe Perry. Yeah, also of Aerosmith.
We've had Joe Perry on the show, though. It really doesn't matter. he might as well still be using.
Too late.
The bass player from... Nicky Six. Nicky Six is a quitter.
See, don't most of these guys suck once they...
Eric Clapton.
Once they stop.
They put on a little weight.
And that's also when Eric Clapton, I think, right after he got straight. Isn't that where he went through, like, that whole Tears in Heaven thing?
Yeah, pretty much.
And somehow he just became, you know... He lost his son. I understand about loss, but I mean, just musically, I mean, that's how I would describe his music.
When he got straight, he went through the whole unplugged thing.
He went from
became unplugged.
He went from being Eric Clapton,
Layla,
to being, Elton John, Lionel Richie, and Eric Clapton on Sunny 98.5.
Do you know the key that a former rocker has gone into rehab and quit all his hard living?
Yeah.
Disney films.
Oh, yeah.
Disney films do it. That's when they go right to Disney.
The key, on the other hand, is still drinking bottles of Jack Daniels and snorting mountains of cocaine and chain-smoking cigarettes. So,
it's your hero. You love the Stones. How's the tattoo, Joe? Being as all you said was...
good.
That's all you could sum it up when I said, you love the Stones. You went,
ugh. Listening to Sticky Fingers the other day and just loving it.
And don't forget, you're getting Joe at 100% maximum Joe today.
Wednesday.
This is Wednesday. Right. This is
Wednesday
his,
Joe. He was good yesterday, though.
This is his go-to day.
He was energetic yesterday. He really was.
Got my nap in today.
All right, get out of here. How'd you skin your knee, boy?
Oh. I had a senior moment yesterday.
Wow.
It didn't involve any beer. It was walking up the steps after the show with bags of groceries. My toe caught one of the steps, and since I had the groceries, nowhere to go but down.
He took a fall.
There you go.
What was that?
It's the same steps you fell down when you messed up your face?
Yeah, but the opposite direction. I was going down when I messed up my face.
What does it take to be the world's oldest phone screener?
Dedication.
You're looking at him. All right, get out of here.
Okay.
Go do your job. Look at all these phones ringing.
For goodness sakes. Do you think somehow we've attracted more drunks?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I think so.
Hello.
Yeah, they're going to be back in the fall, man. They're coming back for another tour.
Who's they?
The Rolling Stones. That's why Lonnie goes into detox. They had this... Keith fell out of the coconut tree at some time.
This is a pretty widespread story that Ron Wood did go in, and he's planning on being on the tour. So he's cleaning up, he's drying out before the tour. That's an old story.
I think it's pretty much standard operating procedure
like
for
show
the Stones.
Press. Just probably got a little more press. I think sometimes those guys roll in there and nobody knows about it.
See you later.
Bye-bye. Oh, listen, showbiz, hold on. I want to get this out there and get my position known right now. I am a bold man. I am a visionary.
You are a visionary.
I am a visionary.
Mr. Soros, restaurants on the ground floor do not rotate.
Listen to me now. I have seen clips from America's Got Talent.
Okay.
Yes, and?
More than the clips than you've just seen in the commercials.
Just with the granny and all that.
It is a suck fest beyond suck fest. Fest.
Shocker.
It will get a pretty big number tonight because of the curiosity tune-in factor.
Nothing else on.
And I might get a decent number tomorrow night. Uh-huh. But it is so poorly put together. The set is like a Hollywood Squares thing with big, gigantic X's over each of the judges. The British judge stinks. He's a bad imitation of Simon Cowell.
That might be their biggest mistake.
Yep.
David Hasselhoff, I'm sure you've seen this if you've even seen the brief commercials, is wearing lots of bling and does this a lot where he says, Kit, This is not a good situation. We've got to get out of here.
I couldn't go along with you on everything, but, you know, no, back off of the H-man. Come on, you're not going to put him down, are you?
Come on, Dirk Nowitzki.
If there's anything that's going to make that show work, it's Hasselhoff.
The bottom line is that this is just the Gong Show that they've cleaned up and put a new set of tires on,
yeah.
And it's awful. It's beyond, and it's not that so awful that we're going to watch it every week and say, oh my God, did you see the guy that juggled until he got booed off the stage? No, it's going to be, it's, please trust me, watch it tonight, and we'll talk about how bad it'll be tomorrow.
You think so bad it's good?
No, that's what I'm saying.
Not
even the Regis factor.
Right?
And you know, I love Regis.
Uh-huh.
This is going to be the first gigantic pimple on his ass of a resume.
Well, no, technically all that time that he was Joey Bishop's butt boy, that would be that would be a major. He started his career as a major zit.
Mike,
In modern times.
Yes, but in modern times.
Regis is 90 years old.
In modern times, though, his career is as clean as a baby's butt.
Yeah, that's true.
He's
right.
Got the morning chat show. He's Regis, for God's sakes. He was on the Millionaire Show.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, this will be bad.
How long before we your prediction comes true?
I am so glad you asked. I do not give this show 5 weeks on the air.
So you're saying, you're not just saying it's not going to be popular, you're going for a full-fledged cancellation.
Even with the entire push NBC's putting behind it, saying this is Simon Cowell's show, and you see the crazy people juggling and stuff. And it's 2 hours long.
Yeah.
At least tonight, it's 2 goddamn hours long. Mm. I saw 30 minutes of it, and I swear to God, the first thing I thought was, where is Chuck Barris?
Yeah.
Really?
All right, I have another question for you.
Where is J.P. Morgan?
When this show fails.
And I never thought, where is J.P. Morgan?
When this show fails, will Regis Philbin be like, crawl into the bushes to die? Will this be the end of Regis? Do you think he will start his downward spiral? Will he be resurrected?
He'll pawn it off on Cowell.
Okay.
Or NBC or both.
All right.
Mm. Yeah. He'll do the same thing Donald Trump does.
Mm-hmm.
You know, say it's not his fault. Show had great ratings first week. Well,
the biggest reason of all, and not an original idea. I mean, really, the bottom line, not an original. They're trying to duplicate Idol, and everybody knows that.
But
Americans don't like that.
The thought, though, when I originally heard it, the thought of, okay, maybe just like a free-for-all variety show with Regis.
Mm.
You know, maybe I'd watch that.
Maybe.
But then when I see the judging, and wait till you see it tonight with the big gigantic Hollywood Squares X's and the people that are up there, and Brandy's just like Paula Abdul and Hasselhoff, and Regis is just at least.
Please, can you put the show down? Can you manage to put the show down without really putting him down? Because you're putting down a true genius,
Hasselhoff.
I always thought a great T-shirt would be, what's the hassle? With like a
spare him from your critical barbs.
Yeah. So anyway, go ahead. Watch.
Don't knock the Hoff.
You know, here's what I don't know. And this I can't figure out if it's...
And Brandy's not bad. I hear she's a fine girl.
Oh, what a good wife she would be. My life, my love, my lady.
My lady.
It's the
sea.
So 5 weeks.
That's what I predict.
If it's on after 5 weeks, if they actually have one more, if they do a sixth week, you're going to be in the dunk tank.
Nail me to the cross.
How about that? We still have it around.
That's right. Yeah. Well, of course we do.
Keep one handed.
I drag it to work every day behind me, Frank. Did you know that?
With the trailer.
I walk to work every day.
Trailer in the clown's dunk tank.
The cross behind me.
That and the cotton candy maker. That's how you know Donnie's here. The smell of fresh cotton candy.
Oh, sure. Don and Mike's show. And when I saw that movie, The Passion of the Christ, you know what I call that? My commute. Hello. Hey, what's up?
I'm wondering if Gene Gene the Dancing Machine is going to be resurrected in this new show.
You know, the thing is, you know, and again, I just saw a clip. I don't know if it's live or this is something they've already canned because I think it involves the audience voting. You know, again, that was a whole vibe that was on the Gong Show that you had, the quirky people that, and I don't know if
the Gong Show
be the same thing.
Was much lower level television also. It wasn't the same kind of prime time endeavor.
Right.
That really just getting all that promotional push. Wasn't the Gong Show just kind of a phenomenon? It started out as just a game show, didn't it?
Right. As a goof.
And sadly, if you saw Confessions of a Dangerous Mind, we know that Gene Gene the Dancing Machine no longer has his legs.
Oh, that is
sad. Well, thank you.
That's true, though.
You know, I know
it's a wonderful fact.
That's why I said thank you. Normally, I say to you, shut up and stand
that's
back.
That's a good one.
That's a good useless
fact. It's amazing
fact.
When those things rattling around in his head spew out of his mouth.
Oh, handy.
Anyway, so that's the prediction. Five weeks. 5 weeks.
Amazing.
Suck and suck.
Gene the rolling machine.
Keep sucking.
Gene the bouncing machine.
Hope the unknown comic comes.
Hey, Mike.
Back.
Yes, I'm stumped.
Hey,
yes.
Mike.
Yes.
Make a baby yet?
Now you're gonna now come on now. Are you gonna ask me that every day now? I told you where we were. I will let you know if that's in the cards.
Well,
in fact, that's what we do. We look at tarot cards.
Did you play cards last night?
No, we did not play cards last
night.
Okay,
so you did not make a baby last night.
No.
Okay.
No. Nope.
Just to be fair.
You gonna ask me every day?
Yeah. And just so you don't feel like I'm just pointing the spotlight at you.
Yeah.
Buzz, did you make a baby last night?
I don't think so, but you never know.
Well, so you could have.
Well, it's possible. We'll have to wait and see.
Wow. So that means you made the beast last night?
No. Actually, no.
Oh, okay.
No. I was playing along. And
all right.
Didn't think we'd actually go that far with it.
Yeah. No beast making.
You didn't have gymnastic-like sex last night?
Not last night, no.
Not last night?
No. Night before.
That'd be funny.
Night before.
Oh.
Asking you.
Should have been there.
I was going to say with you, we should go how many months?
That's right.
I would bet really, if Rob wouldn't be too embarrassed, I would bet.
Would you like start now or would you, like how long it's been for Rob?
Yeah.
Okay.
Rob,
seriously, is that game okay with you?
Well, from now, it was...
We want to guess.
How long
though.
It's been. Because your wife has two kids.
Right.
She's like everybody's wife. She drives you nuts. You love her, but she drives you nuts.
No, sort of.
And, you know, and you got your big daddy living in the house with you. Hard to find a moment.
Yeah, that's
got to
be tough.
I've been over there. It's like a nut house with the kids running around and everything. I would say it's June. Oh, now keep in mind, hold on, I got a wild card for you. I happen to know that these two kids went to Ocean City about a month ago.
Right.
Oh, helpful.
On a weekend.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to guess that they played the salami game a month ago. But before that, I would say probably, I would guess that was the first time before Christmas. So I'm going to say that, really, if you don't count, if I'm right about this, and who knows, I'm just, this is off the top of my head, right. Duh. If they did it in Ocean City, the last time they did it before that would be before Christmas.
Okay.
Mike.
Don, you know Rob better than anybody. Yeah. You talk to
but
him
I
often.
Don't,
and
I don't know these intimate facts.
I know you don't.
To God,
but,
I don't.
But I base, you know, I have to listen to what you have to say and think very. But I also know that there was some time, a significant amount of time apart very recently, where Rob was kind of on his own. So I'm going to make a bold statement that I believe that there has been activity this week. And it doesn't have to be full-fledged, climb on, you know. It can be any type of activity.
Uh-huh.
But I believe something may have happened this week with the reunion.
It moved, you mean? Buzz.
I'm going to say 2.5 weeks ago. 2 weekends ago.
Wow.
2 weekends ago.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Rob, step up if you don't mind. Well, we did on when we were, it was Mother's Day when we were in Ocean City, so you were right there.
Ah.
But
what?
You're forgetting that this past Sunday was Father's Day. Hey!
Oh, we forgot Father's Day.
Winner. Thank you.
Winner.
Way to go.
Winner.
And
the
I
winner.
Can't go further than that at the, because my wife has said, do not discuss that on the show. Do not.
Did you get steak? I wasn't going to ask nothing about what you did. Just the actual
Congratulations.
Just
the act.
Nice.
He's a vital young man.
Spiewak on Spiewak.
He's a vital young man.
That's not even half right.
And that's exactly what Carrie does. She looks down at you just like Carm Soprano.
That's right.
My handsome man.
I believe that my relationship has been improved by my on-air openness. I believe she can handle it.
Good.
And I believe that because of that, she, you know, we had the private discussion and she heard what I had to say. And I guess I characterized it accurately because there was a discussion involving that. And she seems to be happy with that.
That's wonderful.
Great. So will she be on the show tomorrow so that I can talk to her?
Because
tomorrow's your big birthday show.
Yeah. I'll ask.
There'd be no better time. You know, and if she feels uncomfortable, as she
said,
she would.
What better way to celebrate my birthday?
As she said, as you roll your eyes, you know, that would be a nice way you could actually take a break off. leave the room since Carla said she would be uncomfortable.
I'm not. That's not going to happen.
You know she's going to say wonderful things about you. So it is a great birthday.
Say, but I don't know. I you know what? I really have to give that a lot of
thought. I'll get to the bottom of the baby thing for you.
You don't trust me?
I trust you.
You don't think I'm giving you the what do you mean he's going to help me?
She's going to be the middleman.
Yeah.
I trust you. Just be the middleman. That's and didn't she already kind of infer that she wouldn't mind me being the middleman?
She, the conversation was, you know, I talked about what I said on the air.
On the radio.
On the radio.
And she said that was fine. I said, would you ever want to come on the air? She said, no. And then she said, yeah, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Not with you. If I'd let Don talk to me.
Oh, that's absolutely.
It. Now, but I want to be in the room. I want to be in the room. Because, God damn it, I'm not going to necessarily say anything to her, but I want to jump in and say something to you if I feel like it. But I'll ask her tonight. I'll ask her tonight. Because really, I seriously, my this is what I tell her. I will not go in there and go, hey, you don't want to do this. I will ask her and see what she really wants to do.
Tell her, it'll just be baby talk.
Yeah.
By that, I just mean when she calls, I go, hello, Carla, how are you? How are you, baby? No, I mean, it'll just be a talk about, your age and her age and
okay.
And the baby.
Mm-hmm.
And then I can stop asking you every day. Hey, Mike.
Right.
Did you make a baby yet?
Well, I kind of like that, though. It makes me feel good. You know, when you say that every day, you know. No, Don. Not today.
Not today. No baby.
Tried like hell, though.
No. Oh, and we have a very important HMIA. This is an HMIA alert.
Homo.
Homo missing in action.
Homo.
Oh, no.
Homosexual Joseph.
Oh, no.
Our man, Homo Joe, went to Baltimore.
What do you think?
Now, Mike, why do you always think the worst?
I'm terrified.
Sure.
He's missing?
He allegedly went to Baltimore to tape the Baltimore Gay Pride parade for us.
Right.
Like Cheryl the Big Dyke did when it was here in D.C. a couple of weeks ago. It was this past weekend in Charm City, Baltimore, Maryland. We have not heard a word from sweet Doughy Joe.
Have we attempted to contact him?
I think John sent him an email, yeah.
Homo.
That's the sweating the details. of the. Is that the only contact that we have tried?
What do you got there now?
John brought me a picture of David Hasselhoff. Merry Christmas from the Hall. Yeah. That is lovely, isn't it?
So we have that.
Thank you, John.
You're welcome.
Have you been in touch with Joe?
I heard from Joe, I think it was 2 weeks prior, or a week before the Washington Pride, and he said he was going to call and get in touch with us to get a tape recorder. Never heard from him.
Huh.
Well, he's HMIA.
Well,
Homo missing in action.
Homo Joe, if you're out there, you got to call us.
Homo missing in anus.
Perhaps there was a problem at the farm.
Yeah, the vegetable farm.
Yeah, because he sells vegetables to the soup company.
Hey, quiet on that.
Come on.
Quiet on that.
Now he's never going to call.
That's a big secret. People don't want to know they're eating homo food.
Come on.
Stop that.
Just because you're chunky.
That's a secret. That is a no, I'm serious with Joe. That's a big secret.
Yeah, but not. I didn't mention anything by name. Just the company. Just the soup company.
Because there's millions of them.
There are.
There's millions of them.
Sure.
Anyway, the
make it progress, soul, or make it yourself.
That's right. Homosexual Joseph.
Come on, Joe.
Actually has a farm where he makes vegetables that he sells to a major soup company.
He grows them. He doesn't make them.
Well, you know what I mean. Yeah. He makes them out of the ground.
Making the vegetable?
He makes them.
I hope they taste good as the Dick Van Patten soup for dogs.
But the company, go figure.
Like the Otis.
The soup company is concerned that if you got on the radio and said it, all of a sudden people would be spitting out their tomato soup and cream of stars.
Not everybody's
thinking,
reasonable.
Oh, my God, this was made by homos.
Oh, made with, go outside and now.
Made with homo fruits or and vegetables.
He is a very successful farmer.
Yes.
He is an extremely successful and wealthy landowner.
Yes. I think I know that... I think maybe he's had a hand in Chicken and Stars.
Yes.
And also, I believe he told me he's very popular with the, is it like a chicken broth with little pieces of broccoli in it?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Cream of broccoli.
Yeah. And that's exactly why the company doesn't want, because people will think cream of broccoli.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
It's the cream of some guy named broccoli.
No, not at all. He's
how you doing?
Very
My
successful.
Name is broccoli.
He's probably finding his way to a phone right now as we speak. Well, if he didn't even pick up the tape recorder, then he didn't plan on doing it at all.
I hope he's not like in Bangladesh trying to find another boy. Hello, Don and Mike.
Boy.
A boy. Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Oh, hey, guys. Hey, did you...
get my message up posted to you on a DVD.
May I ask you a question, caller?
I love you guys. Don't you rip me.
What kind of phone are you on? I've never heard one quite like that.
We can't even hear you.
Sidekick, too. I call you guys all the time.
What kind of phone are you calling?
Are you on a speakerphone?
No, it's a Sidekick, too.
It's a Sidekick, too?
You sure it's not on speakerphone?
I'm positive.
Okay.
So
sounds
like
it.
What is that, like the Paris Hilton thing? That text
like a BlackBerry
thing?
Type thing.
That is really a horrible phone.
Sounds awful.
I'm getting another one.
Oh, good. Well, call us back when you do.
Mark Cuban's an ass. What do you think?
Mark Cuban's an ass?
Discuss.
What say you?
What do you mean?
I think you just demonstrated that with the tape you played.
Of course he is. I love him. Yeah. I love it. We're having him on the show when we get back from vacation.
Good.
Hello?
I think
I love you guys.
We love you, too.
Bye-bye.
Sort of.
Bye-bye.
Get a new one.
Bye-bye. Right. There you go. Go listen to yourself on the radio.
Kind of, sort of.
Because Mark Cuban's an ass. But you're not, friend. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, Hello, Don and Mike. I'm the guy that recommended the dunk tank for Rob, the mailman.
Okay. Oh, are you the guy that called yesterday and actually gave us that idea?
Yeah.
Oh, well. Hey, we're going to make that happen now. Mike, you're going to make that happen, right?
Yeah, John Norman actually stepped up, got a bunch of, he said like 7 emails when we talked about it yesterday. So it's just a question of going through it. And I said I would spring for the dunk tank. So as usual, I've let someone else do most of the legwork, and I will be, basically walking with my wallet.
But for you, my friend, for calling with that idea, and thank you for calling back. We have the second season DVD Entourage. The complete second season of DVD Entourage is available now. Buy it now, DVD Entourage. Marky Mark Wahlberg, HBO Entourage. Mm-hmm. Entourage, bitches. Okay, thank you. Hold on a second.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I guess you didn't enjoy that.
You know.
Was he looking for something more?
There would be no Price is Right if Bob Barker got crap like that.
That's right.
If Bob Barker gave someone a box of Weed Axe remover and they went...
It's a brand new box set from Entourage, Bob.
They'd go, yeah. You know what? Yeah. He'd pull a Happy Gilmore on him.
Yeah.
Boom. Down goes contestant. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
It's a previously unreleased DVD, Bob.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, how you doing?
Okay, how are you doing?
How you doing? I'm great. My money is right. How are y'all?
Nice yeah, you asked you. Us that already.
We are doing great. Again, we are doing great.
Still.
I'm digging a trench right now. I work for a pool company and doing it all day in the hot sun. I'm hiking a little loopy.
Sure. I'm shocked. He works with his hands. I'm shocked.
Digging a trench.
Someone has to.
Someone has to dig ditches.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thank goodness for guys like you.
Danny? Well, the world needs ditch diggers, too.
Now turn your radio down. You can do that because I'll do that with your hand.
Sorry about that.
And down the shovel.
That's okay.
So, I'm sorry, I finally got through to y'all.
Yes, well, now you're through. What can we do for you?
What's up?
Well, I was going to ask you all a quick question. I'm getting married in September, and I was wondering if y'all had any advice for me.
Who's the lucky lady?
Her name's Lacey Dempsey.
Lacey Dempsey.
Lacey, that's a nice name.
Lacey. You hear that name in adult film.
Lacey Underalls. Again, it's another Caddyshack.
Lacey, my niece.
The world needs ditch diggers.
Yes, how'd you like to come over and mow my lawn? Danny?
I'd like a Fresca.
Fresca! Spalding!
You gonna eat your fat?
Spalding!
So, what is the question?
He wants advice, marital advice.
Yes, sir.
Well, you've usually been pretty consistent on your marital advice over the years.
Don't do it.
Yeah, run.
Thank you. It don't work out for most people.
Really?
Yeah.
How old are you?
I'm 23.
And how old is she?
She's 20.
She's 20. Oh, baby.
Yeah.
Is she pregnant?
No.
Was that yes or no?
No.
That was Neo.
No.
All right,
well then run.
Why the hell you want to marry the cow when you're getting the milk for free?
You don't even know that. Might be one of those, I was watching the valedictorian that's suing the school because she couldn't say God in her valedictorian speech. Right. This might be one of those, blue states or red states. What is it, red states?
No, your fiance.
Have you been shacking up?
Your fiance's got to do it like a dog, right?
Do it like a dog?
You know what I mean. She's highly...
That'd be very specific.
She is highly... You have intercourse with her.
Oh, all the time.
All the time. There you go. That's right. Is she with child?
Yeah.
You sure?
Hold on. We have breaking homosexual news.
Sorry, sir.
Homo, homo, homo. Come in, Homo Joe.
Don and Mike Homo Joe here. How you doing, guys?
Hey.
Thank goodness.
What a relief.
Thank goodness.
Well, I have to get this stuff off this digital recorder, but there were some very interesting pieces from the Baltimore Police.
What is the deal? How come you go AWOL all the time?
Well, I had a little problem. That's okay. You know, I'm over it.
Oh, my. Boy, that's loaded.
But anyway, the fun thing
is, anyway.
I will get that thing to you probably tomorrow or Friday for sure.
Okay, Joe. I mean, take your time.
I'll send it electronic.
Friday works.
Yeah.
We're glad to know.
Friday would be perfect.
Don't do that, Dan.
I wouldn't do that.
We're kidding.
I know you would tell him before. It was Friday.
Tomorrow's Friday our last perfect. Show of the week.
I don't want to ruin Mike's birthday. No, I can't ruin that. But especially with the lesbians that were doing the riding bull, which was very interesting, manual.
So what?
Really?
What's up with you, Joe? Can I be so bold as to ask?
Is everything all right? You okay?
There's some problems that have been going on, but I'm basically okay. I've had some issues, but I'm making it through.
You're healthy, though?
Oh, yeah, I'm healthy. It's just things happening in my life that have been kind of screwy.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay.
Joe, can you email
being kind of like tied up and, you know, can't get out.
And he means literally.
Literally tied up.
Let me just say, none of this involves your butt, does it?
No.
Okay,
no.
Well, then I'm relieved.
Yeah, we all are. And you're okay with Rob revealing the big vegetable secret?
Oh, yeah, that's no big deal.
Okay.
That's no big deal.
That's still very lucrative and very successful.
They just don't like it because they're afraid that people might shy off from it. But, yeah, you're right.
It's very successful still?
Oh, it's doing real well. Yeah. It hasn't no problems there. The farm's doing well.
Mm-hmm. Joe, can you email us those files? Would that be easier?
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you, if I can email you the files.
Sure, right, sure.
Hold on, John, hold on.
Hold on, Joe. Glad you're okay.
Okay.
And you're really okay, right?
Yes, seriously.
We were worried.
Who are you seeing right now? Who's the young man of choice?
A couple of them. That's the problem.
Anyone from this country?
One from Peru. Uh-huh.
One from Peru, one from the
There's
US.
Always one from somewhere.
One from Alexandria, you know, one from D.C.
I tell you, we're going to have to stop calling you Homo Joe and call you Lima Joe.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Or is it Lima?
So how old is your friend from Peru?
32.
32.
How old is the one from the States?
The one from Alexandria is 34.
Are you torn between two lovers?
And then the one in D.C. is 27.
That might be the reason you didn't call in.
Are you juggling three of them right now?
Yeah, it's a little rough.
More like four of them.
Juggling.
Well, you like it rough.
He's juggling six balls in the air right now. Really?
He's
with three guys.
He would probably prefer you not use the word torn.
Yeah, it can be difficult.
Wow. But, you know, Joe, we just like it when you check in because we worry.
Yeah.
I will check with you. Well, where you're moving to is right around the corner from my office.
Oh, well, we'll talk
to you. That is good news.
We'll talk to you soon. That's for sure.
So you'll see me a little bit closer.
That's
you
for
know?
Sure.
Yeah. I'll drop by every once in a while.
For sure.
Okay.
No. All right, bye, Joe.
All right, see you later. Bye.
Bye, Joe.
That's Fisher.
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 Uh-huh. Look it up. I don't know. There were a lot of holes in his story.
Okay. That was a weird break, wasn't it?
That was a weird break.
Looking back, that was quite a weird break.
A good one.
That's Fisher. Hey, Mike.
Yes, Don.
Make gay baby yet?
No, that's how the break started.
Wrong
Don
page.
And Mike's a break.
Okay, be right back.
Number 15 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Two members of the Seattle Star Wars Society are giving new meaning to the term diehard fan. They kicked off the new year by getting in line for Star Wars Episode II, Attack of the Clones, 4.5 months before the May 16th release of the film. John Guth and Jeff Twyton, I think it is, are outside Cinerama in Seattle, Washington, waiting. John and Jeff, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning, Matt.
Don
and Mike.
Oh, we get to say hi, Mom, and everything like that. Jeff and John, we appreciate it. Good luck to you, and maybe we'll check in with you as the 129 days tick off.
Please.
Yep. Thanks. See you, Don and Mike.
Dude.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Very funny.
Most of the time. time, the listeners are wrong. The Don and Mike Show.
We don't need to waste no time speculating on his case or feeling sorry for him.
I agree. Judge.
Foreman Drover in New Mexico.
The Duke.
You want to know something about these cases?
Young.
You do, don't you?
Young. Young
Duke. I don't think we'd take too kindly to being arrested, mister.
Old Duke.
I'm just ruminating for information.
Middle Duke.
Young Duke. Okay.
Well, young, yeah, maybe young to middle.
Get on your horse.
Middle Duke.
Middle Duke.
MD.
Look, kid, the border's over yonder, just 60 miles. Why don't you light out?
Young
we'll
Duke,
join you. Sir. Promise you.
RYD.
Yeah, really, really young Duke. Mm-hmm.
Seems to be the idea.
Middle Duke?
Middle Duke, yeah.
But I'll decide this one.
Old Duke, I think.
Yes, maybe not oldest Duke, but older Duke.
If this is true, you have my sympathy.
Old Duke.
Yep.
Maybe I'm not so inclined.
Real old Duke. Real old Duke.
Now this is the way it's going to be.
Middle Duke?
I think we're in a stretch of old Duke.
Okay.
Don't you have something to do?
Old Duke.
Yeah, see?
Really old Duke. We have some really, really old Duke.
Yes.
He did?
Some of the oldest.
I don't know what that one was.
Well, what is he admitting to?
That's like middle Duke, I think.
Middle Duke.
Mm-hmm. Well, why?
Because we're trying to figure out how old you are.
Impugned? What does that mean?
Older Duke.
Oh, you think old?
Yeah.
Well, just for the tally books, what did you say?
Middle Duke.
I wouldn't make it a habit calling me that, son.
Old Duke.
Gotta give those Indians a fair trial.
Middle Duke.
I thought that's what it was.
Casket knocking Duke.
Cancer Duke.
Ooh, that's perfect.
I'm confused by that one.
Oh, we ain't going in looking guilty.
Middle Duke.
Unloosen your belt.
Oh, sexy Duke. Sexy Duke.
Young fella, if you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Old Duke. Mm. Grizzled old Duke.
Medium to old.
Old that young fella.
I see what you mean.
Okay. Anyway, enough with the Duke. I'd
like to continue that.
Stay with the Duke.
All dumbass that. Amateur.
There you go. Thank you. Today's an important day, and I'll tell you why.
Why?
We're going to attempt a trip down memory lane. Now, hear me out at the beginning of this. It involves Kevin Federline, but really he's just a small part of this.
Okay.
Superstar Kevin Federline is an activist. Right now, as we speak today, he is in Times Square in New York with Richard Branson, and they're involved in some campaign to save the penny.
You're kidding me.
No.
So the guy from Virgin Atlantic and moron Kevin Federline.
Yes, K-Fed and Richard Branson do not want the United States government to do away with the penny.
I can't imagine why he'd want to be involved in this.
So I heard this today on the news, did a Google search on it, and thought... Give me a second. Call somebody. And I hope he's got the same phone number. I really do. I bet he's in Times Square right now.
Gotta be.
Probably got his hands and knees in Times Square.
Now I get
Hello?
It.
Hello?
Hey, Alan?
Yes.
Alan, line one?
It's Don and Mike.
Hey, guys.
Hey. Alan, are you on a speakerphone or with a client or something?
Hang on a second.
That's kind of it.
You know, Alan used to be our general manager here.
He knows, doesn't he? Whatever business he's transacting.
How are you guys?
Hi, Alan.
Hey, Alan.
How are you?
Oh, I don't have to tell him he's on the air.
Yes, you do.
He knows that.
You know the rules.
Alan, how are you, first off?
I'm great. Thank you. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. We're moving out of this asshole after tomorrow.
Moving closer to where you used to live.
You know, I had heard a rumor that you might be moving into the Maryland area.
Yes, we got some new studios, finally. But we're calling you because you, of course, relocated to New York, New York. And you must be in Times Square right now. Am I right or am I wrong?
Well, I'm not far.
You're not far.
Not far. Mm-hmm.
Planning
far.
To go down
I'm
for
on,
the big rally?
10 and 59th.
Did you know that there's a rally today, right now, in Times Square? With Kevin Federline and Richard Branson?
Are you aware of that?
Not aware of that.
Mm. Oh, my God. You're going to kick yourself for not being a point man on this.
They are having a rally.
You should have called me yesterday.
It is a rally to save the penny.
I get it now. I get it.
There it is.
You didn't think we'd just call you up randomly,
you know,
did you?
And here I was thinking that you just wanted to say hi.
We were wondering, if, you know, why, I just can't believe you're not participating.
Well, you know what? if I would have known, you know I'd be first in line.
Yeah, that's true.
You're a good sport, Alex.
All right, you're a good Penny.
You are.
We'll tell you.
Hey, I miss you guys.
Dirty Penny.
How's New York treating you, Alan?
Penny lover.
Great. It's great. I mean, it's a terrific city. You guys know that.
Yeah. It's a beautiful city.
Sure we do.
How are things down there?
Incidentally, if you're wondering in the listening land exactly how our conversations, they were this force.
This is pretty much where it gets awkward.
things are great. So how about that Penny rally?
You know, maybe I should turn around. And,
yeah, you're going in the wrong direction.
There you go.
I am going in the wrong. I have some pennies on me too. I could.
Yeah, no
shocker!
Shocker! Pockets full of pennies.
You're the man, Alan.
All right, guys.
Okay. Bye, Alan. Bye.
Hey. See
you. See you later.
Bye.
Bye.
There he is.
That was it.
Have a good day.
I love the reaction.
Yelling at them.
Okay.
I get it.
All right. Yeah, I get it.
I get it.
There we go.
For the penny.
The thing with him was really, if you really wanted to get his attention, I'm not kidding, just throw a penny on the floor.
Well, it used to be a quarter, but it could be a penny, too.
But you know what was the greatest is at the front of that call, he was really genuinely happy.
He was.
And there was a glimmer of hope that it was just all about pleasantries.
Uh-huh. And immediately, as soon as Don mentioned the penny rally, it went right back to that time where we stranded him in the studio.
Okay, guys.
Oh,
okay,
guys. Come on now.
Come on, guys.
It's a great city. You guys know that.
And if anybody wants to know the professional history of Alan Limewand, he was the general manager here at WJFK, and then he went up to New York City to run the station where Howard Stern was, and the day
sales,
after he got
the sales
there,
running the sales
department. Once he got up there, that's when Howard decided to leave terrestrial radio.
That's unfortunate.
I don't know whether the two are connected at all.
Yeah, we thought it was the equivalent of like the Army sending someone to Siberia.
Exactly.
But I guess it's worked out okay for him.
It seems to have. Yes, he seems happy.
He's a survivor. Hi, it's Yalen.
There was a time about, I think, a year ago that I had two Allens in my phone, and I went to call a buddy of mine that I hang out with named Alan, and I dialed incorrectly, and it was Alan Limewand. And you know when you have you ever been trapped where you make the phone call and they know it's you and you can't extricate yourself?
Sure.
And I realized during the minute and a half that I stayed on the phone with Alan that I had absolutely nothing to say to him.
Yeah.
Hello, Alan. How are you?
And the moment in our conversation was when we said to Mike, said, "How do you like it up there?"
Right.
It's a great city, you know that.
How's it down there?
That's
cricket.
Okay,
sorry.
Bye.
Take care.
You at the penny rally. Mike, are you still officially a New York Giants fan?
Yes.
New York Football Giants?
Uh-huh. Yep.
You didn't see the New York Post today, did you?
I did not look at the Post today.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
Okay.
You know, Michael Strahan, goddamn handsome to begin with.
Gap-toothed, wonderful, you know, just one of the best guys that's ever played for the Giants.
He's getting divorced.
He is?
Now, that's not really big news.
Mm-hmm.
But this is big news.
Right.
His wife, what do they call that, estranged when you're...
they're separated.
Split up.
I don't know.
Yeah. She says that she don't want to make anything about this, don't make a big deal about this or anything.
Right.
But you should just know that Michael Strahan left her. Her words, not mine. The quote was, Michael has moved into Ian Smith's one-bedroom apartment. Ian Smith is a... TV doctor and a known pole smoker.
Really?
And the thought is that so is Michael Strahan now.
Well, is that, is that what the theory is? That he is, he's getting in touch with his feminine side? Very difficult.
It could be just sharing expenses.
Hold on. Was Smith a straight?
Yeah.
But why does it say TV doctor? Hold on. Hold on a second. Because she's saying...
Yes.
Now, hold on a second. Why do you write down for me?
Because he denies it, too. He's got a wife and kids.
He's straight, but I saw the thing that the headline says today. Strahan's wife says that he's shacking up with this guy in a one-bedroom apartment.
But when you say he's a known pole smoker and he has a wife and kids, he's denying it. I just want you to know, it's all alleged.
What did the story say? Did the story say anything about it? Did they allude to his sexuality, or did you just make that up just to give him a hard time?
No, the wife. I wouldn't make this up. You know, you're just covering your ass with the goddamn lawyer's alleged thing.
Well, that's true, but he is not.
The story is
right,
this, Mike.
He is not. He is not an old smoker.
Who is not?
Smith.
Who's Smith?
Smith is the guy that put Strahan up when he left
the TV doctor.
Right.
The TV doctor. But what she's coming out and saying is that he has moved in. This is now Michael Strahan's wife came out and said he moved in with this guy. You draw your own conclusions. He doesn't want to live with me. He wants to live with this other man.
Well, that's what guys do.
In a one-bedroom apartment.
A lot of times when guys go through this, they go to a friend's house.
Right.
And sleep on the couch. That's what they do. I mean, Felix,
okay, thank
Felix
you. Hold
did
on.
It.
Hold on. Here you go. Somebody Googled it. Thank you. Here is exactly what she said.
Ah.
Michael has moved into Ian's one-bedroom apartment. This is the word of Jean Strahan, his wife.
The vindictive estranged wife.
And you can say that an alternative lifestyle has sprouted.
Huh.
And then her lawyer stopped her before she could elaborate.
Well, an alternative lifestyle could mean that he's out, frequenting the Studley Singles bars of New York City.
That must
be. There you go. Just trying to run down another New York giant. You're just jealous because they got LeVar Arrington, and it's just never gone away. Because LeVar Arrington was supposed to play for a little team in the Midwest.
Yeah.
It never worked out, unfortunately.
All for the Packers.
Yeah.
All for the Packers. Okay, so alleged. Okay, alleged. Alleged. But look at New York Post.
And if he did, not that there would be anything wrong with that.
Right.
Look at NewYorkPost.com, and you'll see the story, and you tell me what you think.
One bedroom.
And here's the thing. If I'm Michael Strahan...
Hey, pal, I just told you what I think, okay? I just told you what...
First off, Michael Strahan already, I got to think, up on the line, he's... Because you know how those guys talk to each other. Whether
total trash
really
talk.
Yeah. It's got to be like... You're ugly, you've got a big gap between your teeth, your breath smells like ass.
Right.
Now, oh my God, are you kidding me? It's like kryptonite.
Yeah, yeah.
This is not like, and let me just say, sadly, this is really almost turning the mirror on society, the way our society is.
Sure is, Don.
Thank you, Mike.
And, you know, because
it's not like Michael Vick with herpes.
Right.
Because people have forgotten that Michael
but
Vick
But I bet there were some linemen across the line, you know, linebackers yelling that when they were, like, coming up on the quarterback.
Sure.
At the time.
Sure, you're assuming that he got herpes just from banging lots of chicks.
I just don't understand. You know what's astonishing in that story? What I don't understand is why would somebody, an ex-wife or a soon-to-be ex-wife, why would she be slinging bad things about her husband? That's very unusual.
It does seem odd.
I don't understand how that would work.
Maybe because he likes S&D.
I'll see.
Allegedly.
Yeah, there you go, yeah. There's not even an alleged in there. They stopped the woman. An alternative lifestyle could mean complete heterosexuality. Not that there's anything wrong if Michael Strahan wants to explore his homosexual side.
I'm just saying, you know. Hey, doesn't he do ads for that soup company?
Yes, he does.
Doesn't he really do ads for the soup company that doesn't like their...
Okay, Oliver Stone, are you going to try it turn it into a real conspiracy theory
I'm
now?
I'm trying to tie all aspects of the show in together.
Do you think Homo Joe had some role in him getting that commercial?
All I'm saying is that the soup company that doesn't want Homo Joe to say that they get their vegetables and fruits from a homosexual gardener.
And why do people that say awful things about other people always start it by saying, all I'm saying? As though it's something small, when indeed it is something big and significant. All I'm saying is I saw him on the corner and his pants were around his ankles.
And
all
I'm saying is that the company that says that Joe can't say that he makes their stuff because people wouldn't want to... Do you think that they're going to want Michael Strahan on there doing those commercials?
You know, the New York Giants have been through this before, Don. They have a storied history of allegations of this kind of behavior. This has been around ever since the days of Frank Gifford and Sam Huff.
Sure.
This is Michael Strahan for Chunky Soup. What do you think, Mom? Oh, my God. You're a fag.
It's been, and it's always been denied, and it's never been proven true.
You're no son of mine.
Gifford, Huff, Tarkenton, all these players that have had these false allegations hurled at
LT,
Harry Carson,
Mark Bravo.
Bavaro.
Bavaro.
You changed that name when the, when those gay rumors were, so when you called him Marky Bravo.
Mark Bravo.
Hello.
All right, well, you know, do with that what you will, but look at the website.
You know what,
and
I'll do? I'll continue to have my Michael Strahan poster in my flat.
So. All I know is that if he is playing for the other team, with those teeth, I wouldn't want to receive anything.
Or maybe the fact that you're saying you wouldn't means that they fascinate you, that gap-toothed smile.
Oh, no, Mike, I would liken that to, God, I'm trying to think of, who's a woman that's got really...
Lauren Hutton.
Yeah, think of a more modern woman with bad
gap
teeth.
Gap-tooth, but she's...
Georgia Fox.
Who?
Georgia Fox from CSI.
Yeah.
All right, that's close. Because most chicks now get their teeth fixed.
Yes. Which ones? Oh, yeah, yeah, okay, Georgia Fox.
Georgia Fox.
Yeah, yeah, that's the perfect example.
It'd be like that with her. Same thing. You go, ow!
Well, I don't, you know, I don't think, oh, would you? I don't think it has anything to do with the separation between the teeth. You know, there's just, there's a prime directive. Don't you believe that? That, you know, no matter what.
No biter.
You know, whether they're close together, whether they're gap tooth, you just, you know, basically keep them out of the way.
But that's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
What can you do, you know, when they're gigantic, when they're... When
they are large.
His teeth are like the size of the doors on my car. I mean, seriously. Gigantic.
Ooh, large teeth.
Like, all I'm saying is...
Like movie screens.
All I'm saying is his teeth are large, and they would really... That's going to leave a mark.
All I'm saying is give peace a chance. And listen, as long as we're on the subject of sex...
Yes.
Oh, here you go. This is pretty good. This is from, we got this from, you know, sometimes, do you ever go through the mail out front? I know Rob screens the mail, but a lot of the junk mail that we get just gets tossed into the garbage immediately.
I throw a couple, you know, 4 pieces away a day.
Yeah. We get something today from the university. It comes from the University of Colorado. And I'm thinking, why are we getting this? Mm-hmm. Well, because we're on a station in Colorado Springs. So we're getting a press release from the University of Colorado, their campus in Boulder, that links us to a survey that was done, a piece of information by the University of Copenhagen in Denmark.
Hmm. Ooh, Denmark.
So right. I'm thinking, okay, this has got to be good.
Copenhagen.
Right?
Sex capital.
Deviant City.
Mm-hmm.
This is about ant sex.
Oh, I'm fascinated.
I thought you might be. That's why I decided to print this out.
Ant sex.
Do you know that? And I'm not talking about like Aunt B or my Aunt Lola.
No, you're talking about the little ants that crawl in the wall around the place. Where's that ant?
You know that every colony of ants has...
Have sex.
I'm sorry. It's an old reference. If you watch that cartoon, yeah. You know, thank you very much.
Every colony of ants has a queen.
Hi!
A Queen Latifah. Now, in her lifetime... She only. I want to make sure that I remember this correctly.
No matter what you do, you got to please the queen.
The queen ant only gets to have sex one time.
Only one time in her life?
Yes, but here's the good news. It's an ant gangbang.
Okay.
What she does is she waits. All of the male ants wait until she's ready,
mm-hmm.
and they line up one at a time, and everybody gets a shot to ride the pony.
And then she like lays all the eggs, right?
Yes,
isn't that how that works?
Now,
what number are you? I'm number 47.
This is where I got a question for anybody that knows anything about this, because I just got sent this this thing. We got this junk thing in the mail
right.
from somebody that listens to the show and thought this would be a good link.
I'm going
to
eat up that queen and the whole colony.
I went on the website and I couldn't find out the answer. I believe that the queen ant lives for decades. However, the thing that's tricky is...
Decades?
Yes, that she has to figure out how many guy ants can bang her, because if she goes over the limit...
She dies.
Yeah, if she gets too greedy...
Sure.
They
can't be right, though. The decades? You mean like
the
that
queen,
many years?
The queen lives on for decades, and she stores all of this ant goo... inside of her, but
you know, it really, it's more proof that like when we destroy each other, when we destroy our planet, or we nuke each other, right. You know, and the insects are going to take over the world.
It'll be fine.
The thing is if she's storing too much seed, she has to keep that seed alive, so if she has too much, it'll eventually kill her. It'll wear her down.
Okay, so she has to, what do they know, like instinctually,
yes.
The right amount of lovers?
Yeah, now we really need some help on this. Maybe
how about that queen?
You know, we'd like this, if you could find out about this, email us at our website, at donandmikewebsite.com, because I'd like to know how many ants get to bang the average
and,
queen ant.
And doesn't the queen, like, hide somewhere, like, deep in the colony?
Yeah,
the queen won't be
right.
The kind of thing you smash on your kitchen counter, right?
Right, no, right. I don't think so. I don't think she's running a whorehouse there.
The queen.
But
ants are freaky. I mean, I am fascinated by ants. I never had one as a kid, but I always wanted to have an ant farm as a kid.
Oh, I had the ant farms all the time.
Were they cool?
No, they always sucked.
Why did they suck?
Because you would put the ants in there, and after like 2 seconds, you'd look in front of it, and you'd go, you know what would be really fun? To break this open and take them outside and set the ants on fire.
Oh, okay.
Because that's what we do. Because, I mean, as I remember when I was a kid, we'd have an ant farm.
Not enough action.
And it would just be a plastic, like, TV screen.
And
right.
You could see the tunnels and where they're going. And,
yeah, but they
well, you probably had a queen if you had an ant farm,
they
right?
They move so slowly. But it was an ant farm that I think you could buy, like, at the time, like at Toys R Us or
right,
something
right.
like that.
I understand the queen is 180 feet long. I'm sorry, that's the QE2. Sorry.
Different queen.
Oh, God damn.
What?
That's awful.
Sorry.
That's awful.
Sorry.
Was that yours?
That was mine, yeah. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I thought that was some of Jackie the Joke Man.
No, just over here. Just trying to have a little fun, folks.
That's a big queen.
Just over there. Look at that queen. Yeah, Rob had the queen is 32 feet long, that didn't make sense to me, so I rewrote it, punched it up a bit.
Yeah.
Obviously got a hell of a response from you. Yeah, how about that queen? I should have stuck with the ant and the aardvark. Was it the ant and the aardvark? Is that was,
yeah.
Huh?
Yes.
That was the name of the cartoon show.
And right.
And those voices were done by John Biner.
There you go, the ant and the aardvark.
John Biner.
Yeah. John Biner, my
That's
God.
That's a show stopper. Thank you. Goodbye, Rob. Goodbye. Let's just talk about ants. Let's talk about how many ants get to bang the queen ant.
I have an ant problem in my house that I have had ongoing, and I've had the exterminator out there 3 times.
Wow.
Tell us about it, Brittany.
Hello. I'm a compulsive cleaner.
Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Mike and I are going to go watch our redoing show now.
The redoing show. How do you get rid of that ant?
Hello there. Don and Mike show.
Hey, how you going?
Okay.
I work for a large pest control company.
Yeah. I love exterminators. I really do because you guys do. How long have you been in the exterminating business?
Almost 6 years.
Six years. I asked this of anyone in your line of work, what is the grossest thing that you've ever experienced?
I think one of the grossest things is roaches, probably. Do it for me more than anything. I mean, I've had some scary run-ins with some rats. But
the best I ever heard was a guy that came to when I used to live down in Annapolis, Maryland, and he came over and I asked him that question. He was trying to get like a dead mouse out of my duct work.
Yeah.
And he said the grossest thing he saw was a Chinese restaurant down in Tampa, Florida, and he went in and the light bulb was out. And he went upstairs, got another light bulb.
Screwed it in.
And when he screwed it in, he said the entire wall of one side of this basement was moving.
Wow.
And it was absolutely covered with palmetto bugs. Now, you know what palmetto bugs are? They're roaches.
Giant.
They're huge
giant roaches.
I love that story. I really do. Yours suck, though.
So. I've actually seen customers in D.C. that their children have very thin eyebrows. And it's because the roach problem in their house was so bad. I don't know. This is a known fact that roaches will actually eat the eyebrows.
Wins. We all
That's
sleep better.
You were just ready to throw this guy away.
I was. He comes through in the clutch.
Mm-hmm. Now, more importantly, can you tell me about the queen ant? How many ants can she bang?
The queen. I mean, I don't know if you can stick a number to it, but basically, as many as she wants. Let's put it that way.
But is it right or not what I read that if she has too many she'll like internally she'll blow up?
I can't imagine. I've
blow be an ugly mess of number three everywhere.
Yeah.
All right. See you later. Thank you for the call.
You know, really, he doesn't have to worry about the life cycle.
Right.
He has to worry about killing them.
He just kills.
That's all he does.
So your friend, this guy, you know, walked in, screwed in the light bulb, and then. It was,
the wall was moving.
He indicated, all the rats were singing.
He indicated that where the light bulb was put on, it was far away from this wall, so he had to kind of get close, and he didn't realize. And he saw some movement, and then when he realized that, it was like something out of Indiana Jones.
Wow.
It was very scary.
Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Gay and football players, you know. It's just the way it goes.
What?
What about...
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Yeah, we're here.
Gay and football players. It's just the way it's going to work out, you know, in the long run.
You think that... is that to indicate that perhaps most football players are gay?
Not most, but, you know...
Many?
But I think it's just like a homoerotic sport in general, you know.
You think Peyton Manning's... You think Peyton Manning's queer?
Possibly.
You know, isn't the NFL the sport that the first league that gave us the really frequent patting on the rear end?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, let's watch this now.
Now we're getting into a serious.
Yeah, it's okay. Serious, yeah, do a half an hour on Michael Strahan, but I talk about butt slapping, and that's where I've gone into the cathedral.
Well, we're talking about the NFL in general, not just about one big queer player who plays for your beloved New York Giants.
Do they still pat? They still do that, don't
sure
they?
Sure, they do. They pat, they touch, they pet. To a point,
mm-hmm. There was, you know, I remember when we used to talk to Matt Elliott. That was college football, but there was some, some showering that would be involved.
Matt Elliott also had his own issues, though.
Yeah.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
On a programming note, I hope you're going to watch The Insider tonight.
What's
that,
on The Insider?
Is that the Pat O'Brien show?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Kathy Lee Gifford interviews Frank in his box.
Takes him by surprise, and he cries. In his coffin?
Yep.
In his glass coffin.
Oh, my God. That's going to be syrup. That's going to be pure maple syrup.
Can you please save that for tonight?
You bet.
Apparently, he came to the studio not knowing she was the one who was going to interview him, and she asked the question, what's your biggest regret?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
She's Stewart.
And then she says, are you crying?
Oh, my God. She's still making him suffer.
How many years
Oh, God.
How many sandwiches does poor Giff have to eat?
What an incredible heads up.
Hey, listen, thank you for the tip.
Yeah. You bet.
Hold on a second for a price. Hey, can you pull up that tape of Giff talking about driving his car into the abutment?
She's still, I mean, the one bit of fame she has, that crappy job she has on the entertainment magazine TV show, and she is still punishing Frank Gifford.
Always will.
Oh, my God.
And Giff.
What's your biggest regret?
So we'll get that tape tonight.
Absolutely.
Play tomorrow.
What's your biggest regret?
What are you doing, Jeff?
I thought seriously about driving home one night. How easy it would be to take my little Mercedes convertible and stick it in that abutment on the side.
That poor guy, just because he put his penis somewhere.
Yeah.
That's you know what I mean? Just get a divorce, dude. Or, you know, work it out with her.
I would have to say that my biggest regret is the legacy of gay football players when I played for the New York Giants.
Kathy and I take my little car.
I thought seriously about driving home one night. How easy it would be to take my little Mercedes convertible and stick it in that abutment on the side.
I just want to say this. I hope that piece of ass he got was the best piece of ass in the world, because he has to had to pay for that.
Susan Johnson.
More than any man who has ever cheated on his wife had to pay.
Really?
And
isn't the deal, I mean, yes, did he do the cheating? Yes, he did it.
Sure.
But wasn't it a sting?
Yeah.
It was a complete setup operation.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this woman threw herself at Frank, and they had the cameras ready to go.
Years later, she's still beating him up for it.
Hillary's let it go.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
She has.
Big old Popeye legs has let it go.
Yes.
Why don't you let it go, Kathy Lee, Kathy C?
You mean she's doing an interview? No,
they probably got him in the chair just before he could run out.
Sure.
And she said, what's your biggest regret?
Well, of course, Susan Johnson's sweet breast.
How wonderful would it be if he looked at her and he said,
I'd have to say marrying you.
Wow, that'd be great.
You stupid bitch.
Marrying you.
I hate you so much.
Then he's like pulls out a shovel or something.
Bonk. My biggest regret is that you're still bathing Cody.
Wow, what a great heads up. I'd really like to see that.
All right, got a break. We've got something for Buzz coming up.
Really?
Stand by for the Buzz interview.
Ah.
That means the topic will either be...
sports. Or sex.
Or come on, what's your third go-to?
Drugs.
Yes. It'll either be sports or sex or drugs.
Mm. Or my best wish, a combination of all three.
Be right back.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I'm registered in this class.
What class?
This is U.S. history. See the globe right there.
Really?
Can I come in?
Oh, please.
I get so lonely when I hear that third attendance bell ring and all my kids are not here.
Sorry I'm late. It's just like this new schedule's totally confusing. I know that, dude.
Mr. Spicoli.
That's the man they gave me.
He ripping my car.
Yeah. Hey, bud, what's your problem?
No problem at all. I think you know where the front office is.
You dick! The Don and Mike Show.
They are the codeine in your cough syrup. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yes,
get out of here, Curtis. I don't hear you unless you knock.
All right, well, that's a shock for the Buzz segment. Buzz has selected either sports.
Yes.
Or sex.
Right.
Or drugs.
Which one?
What are you people? On dope?
Now I think the movie's far enough away from, you know, years and years ago. We have to say Sean Penn's best work.
That's right.
His early work of Jeff Spicoli.
Next to We're No Angels.
With Robert De Niro?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's awful. Before we get to Buzz's thing, somebody sent a brief transcript from insidertv.yahoo.com.
Okay.
It's none of the juicy stuff. Mm. It's Kathy Lee says, all right, I know you're not prepared for this, but you're a trained professional. I'm going to put you on the hot seat. I'm not used to that, says Frank. All right, are you ready? Take out or my cooking? Frank, I don't like to see you work, but you're a wonderful cook.
Ugh.
Kathy Lee.
Yeah, there we go.
Don't think. Just say what you think.
Oh, God, do what I say.
Frank, with a laugh. Take out. Kathy Lee, best thing about me? Frank, the total package.
Oh, God.
Kathy Lee, all right. Worst thing about me? Frank, the total package.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a little big. Yeah.
Kathy Lee, breast man or leg man?
Oh, you know he's a breast man.
Frank.
Breast man.
Uh-huh. Kathy Lee, all right, boxers or briefs? Frank, preferably none.
Oh, ew, commando.
Kathy Lee laughing. You are so full of bull. You're a boxer man and you know it. Wow.
So she could have just answered for him. And you can actually, even as you read that transcript, you can feel the actual hostility coming
through.
It's
been a long time since we've heard Kathy Lee torture GIF on television about his affair. Ten years ago, more than 10 years ago.
Ten years ago, the sting operation.
Amazing. For God's sakes.
When he was set up, ain't that a bitch?
Let him go. Buzz?
Yes.
Here we go. It's time for the Buzz interview.
Okay.
Just tell you the headline.
Mm-hmm.
Business is better than ever in a pot-friendly Bud and Breakfast.
Bud and Breakfast.
Santa Cruz, California.
Mm-hmm. You're not talking about Budweiser, are you?
Ooh. Nope. Santa Cruz, California. There's an inn that caters to medical marijuana users.
Oh, well, right. Always medical.
Isn't that always the case?
Yeah, I have tuberculosis. Can I come in? Can I come in for some egg?
I cut my finger.
Now, are they ready to go on the air?
Oh, yeah. Andrea's ready.
The Compassion Flower Inn.
Andrea.
All right, well, Buzz, you'll have to stand by for...
No, I'm not.
Stand by for our introduction.
Hello, Compassion Flower Inn.
CBS Radio calling. Stand by to go on the air with Buzz Burbank in 5, 4, 3, air. What's happening, Mon?
Hey, how you doing? It's good to be back. We're back from a very short break, and we'd like to thank Normal for that wonderful advertisement. Keeps us going, man.
Want to say right now, you're listening to our man Buzz. And now, here's our Dr. Timothy Leary, man.
The Ging Master himself.
Here's our Charlie Manson.
Thanks, dude.
The man with the sticky stuff.
Bryce's introduction. Thanks.
Here's Buzz Burbank.
Understand we have Andrea on the line. Andrea, are you with us?
I sure am.
And I heard you answer the phone. Did you say Compassion Inn?
Compassion Flower Inn.
Compassion.
Located in downtown Santa Cruz in the hip beach surf city of California.
Santa Cruz, how far is that from, say, Sacramento?
Well, Sacramento, it's probably about a 2.5-hour drive, maybe a little less, but from San Francisco, we're just about 70 miles south.
That's what I thought. I understand the Compassion Flower Inn is a Bud and Breakfast?
We're a bed and breakfast, traditional bed and breakfast that caters to straight people, gay people, people from other countries and other places in the country. But we also cater to medical marijuana patients.
Now, Dad, what kind of, I mean, without divulging anybody's private medical information, what sort of maladies do people come there with to treat themselves with marijuana?
Well, marijuana is very helpful for patients, particularly with cancer and AIDS.
Sure. Well, I know that, but I mean, what's your experience been? What are some of the other things, perhaps, you've seen people fighting?
People have come to us with MS, Parkinson's, spasticity disease.
Headaches? Cut fingers, anything like that?
Migraine headaches is very true.
Sure.
Back injuries, people who suffer from chronic pain find marijuana to be very beneficial, and it's not as toxic or addictive as the pharmaceutical prescription.
Well, this has got to make the police nuts. What do you? How do you deal with the police?
Actually, the police refer people to us, both people who are looking for medical marijuana.
I forgot where you are.
We refer them to the dispensary that we have here in Santa Cruz for people who have recommendations for marijuana.
How many blocks away is the dispensary?
It's pretty far, actually. It's about a mile in an industrial park, and it serves about 3,000 patients that we have right here in Santa Cruz and people who also come from other places in the state.
Now, your customers, what do you think, joints or bongs mostly?
Well, it's a mix, actually.
Sure.
Bring the vaporizers also.
Oh, really?
A bit healthier way to ingest marijuana.
Sure. Those are catching on.
And it is. And also, a lot of people eat edibles as well.
Oh, brownies, cookies, and things like that.
I think you want to take a call?
Yeah, I do. One more question, Andre. Are you holding right now?
I will.
Yeah. Okay. No, I'm not asking you to hold. I was asking you if you were holding.
Hello.
We have a call, apparently, Andrea.
Hello.
Go ahead, caller.
Is this the Buzz Show?
Right on, dude. Welcome. What's your question for Andrea?
Man, this is so freaking boring!
Really? It's about you.
Ask her about getting high.
What do you want me to ask her about getting high?
Ask you. Bye-bye.
All right, thank you, caller. Thanks for checking in. Let's go to another line, see if we maybe have another caller on the line. I think we do. Go ahead, caller, you're on the air.
I've got a caller. I'm sorry, I made a question.
Okay.
For your guest.
Yeah, what's your question, man?
Are you there, man?
Yeah, we're here. What's your question?
No, as far as, for medical use.
Right, right.
What would be the best kind of pot? You know, would you want to use Maui? Would you want to use Sensimil? What am I saying?
It's a great question, caller. I hope we didn't drop the call there. But, Andrea, what's the preferred medicine of choice? What's the favorite flavor of marijuana for people who use it medically? Oh, dear. What an unfortunate...
I guess we seem to have lost our caller.
Yeah, that's too bad.
Well, hold on.
Let's see if we can get her back.
Where'd the number go?
Don't know what happened. It's right here. I don't know if you can see it from here. TheCompassionFlowerInn.com.
Someone called the Smithsonian.
Where you can make your reservation.
I just have a feeling that this is pure gold, Jerry.
Yeah.
Pure gold.
And not Acapulco gold either.
Good afternoon, Compassion Flower Inn.
Hi.
Stand by for CBS Radio. Were you disconnected with Buzz Burbank?
It seems like it.
No, sorry about that, Andre. I don't know what happened there. But we're back now.
And now back to Buzz Burbank.
As we talked to Andrea in Santa Cruz, California, about her bud and breakfast, the Compassion Flower Inn. Thanks for joining us again, and I think we have either a new caller on the... I believe a new caller on the line.
We do. Hello.
Go ahead, caller.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm listening to this, and I find this completely offensive. I find that anybody that would condone the use of a narcotic that's illegal is should be locked up. I think you should be locked up, and your guests should be locked up. I don't care whether you call it compassion flower or pot power. I think you're all crap. I think you ought to be locked up.
What do you say to this caller, Andrea?
Well, I say that he's probably living on a different planet. California is really very receptive to this concept.
Right.
And we're not just talking about using it for medicinal.
Hello?
It helps people.
Hello?
A new caller, apparently. Go ahead, sir.
Am I on?
on the air.
You are on the radio. Turn your radio down, sir. Go ahead.
Hey, Buzz.
Yes, yes, dude.
Got weed?
Oh, we always get the prank calls here on the program. Sorry about that, Andrea. Now, you were saying that not everybody uses it for medical reasons?
Well, of course. This
Buzz, hold on. You got another call coming in.
Hang on, Andrea. Here's another call. Yes, go ahead, caller.
Well, I'd like to totally disagree with the last caller. I think Buzz has got a great show.
Well, thank you, ma'am. I appreciate that.
Buzz, I'm sitting here smoking a bong with my big puppies.
Uh-huh.
Keep up the good work, Burbank.
Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate that. Thanks for listening. Andrea, so you're saying not everybody uses it for medical purposes, right?
Oh, yes, that's true.
Right.
In California, of course, we've discovered recreational use.
Right. Yeah, a new caller. Go ahead, sir.
Is this Buzz Burbank?
Yes, yes, it is. Go ahead, caller.
We have another call, Buzz. Yes, yes. Right here.
My name is E.
E? Like Elvis?
Just call me E.
I'll call you E.
I'm very sick. How much pot can I get for this hole that I just dug in my hand? And why are we doing this on a freaking cell phone?
It's hard, isn't it? I don't know.
Yes, self-inflicted. It is my
hard, isn't it?
Very hard.
It is almost impossible. Self-inflicted wounds. Can you get medical marijuana for that, Andrea?
Buzz, you have some very, very unusual callers.
We always have had.
It's
so
very, very interesting. I thought that D.C. was rather a conservative place, but boy,
not tell them where it's
not on this show.
You're syndicated, Buzz.
That's
you're everywhere.
Right. All over the country, including Northern California.
Hope here's another call for you, Buzz.
Yes, go ahead, caller.
Hello?
Yes?
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Is this Buzz?
Yes, hi. Who is this?
Hey, Buzz.
Yes?
It's Charlie.
Hey, Charlie. Good to hear from you again.
Johnny Suen Sagna.
That's right. I remember. We all remember.
I smoke pot.
Do you really?
Yeah, I
would
do.
Have never guessed that.
Because my head always hurts.
For your headaches, then.
Can I come to the Compassion Flower, please?
Who's welcome? You said, I guess everybody's welcome at the Compassion Flower Inn, right, Andrea?
I hope the retarded are. I'm speaking so slow.
Charlie's a little special. You don't discriminate against anybody, right, Andrea?
Well, we're a family-operated business. I have two kids, and, of course, you know, some people might be a little bit too far out for our inn.
Really? I couldn't imagine that, because it seemed like you welcome everybody there.
Hello?
Another caller, go ahead.
We have another call right now, Buzz.
Hello, is this Buzz Burbank?
It is, you're on the air.
This is Aaron Spelling.
Aaron, how are you since your stroke?
As you may have heard, I've had a stroke.
I know, Mr. Loveboat, Mr. 90210.
How much for an ounce?
How much? What is an ounce going for? That's quite a lot by today's standards. How much is an ounce going for, Andre, in Santa Cruz?
Well, I can't really say. I couldn't tell you right offhand because I usually try it.
Usually
Buzz,
what?
I'm sorry we have to bring in another call that's coming. Your segment's very popular. Hello?
Yes, next caller. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Is this Buzz Burbank?
It is.
Regis Philbin.
Regis.
I'm calling for two reasons. Want everybody to watch my show, America's Got Talent.
Uh-huh.
And do you prefer your pot sticky or dry? I'll hang up and listen.
Andrea, sticky or dry? What's the preference out there?
Well, you know, sticky is always preferable.
Mm-hmm.
It has a higher resin content, more THC.
Let's try one more.
Sparkle from the light. Yeah.
One more call for you. Hello?
Hello, Buzz. How are you doing?
Hey, a British friend. Hey, how are you?
Hi, this is Timmy O'Bobbin.
Hey,
I heard your guest talking about how they cater to foreign clients. How about the British?
British, welcome, Andrea.
Oh, all the time. We have a lot of people from Great Britain
I'm
and from most recently Wales.
Oh, very good then, ta-ta. I said good day. Well,
thank you. Thank you for calling.
Unusual call.
Good to hear from you.
Well, Buzz, that's about time for you to wind
clock
up the show.
High above the floor on the wall by the door says it's time for us to go. Andrea, thank you for being a guest on our program. We wish you the best of luck. Check out CompassionFlowerInn.com to learn more. Thanks, Andrea.
All right, Buzz.
Good
Take
luck.
Now.
You have been listening to Buzzman
at the Butt Corner.
When we come back, Buzz will have one of his crazy competitions, Mon, where people will be drinking bong water for prizes, Mon.
And don't forget, this weekend, it's the Oreo cookie eat-off.
What do we do now, Mon?
Oh, she hung up. Why are we even still doing it?
I think she's done.
We sign off and go start talking in our regular voices.
Got her back.
All right.
See how it went?
Yeah, definitely see how it went.
Oh, good. I can't wait to hear.
As you can tell, we get awful cell reception in the studio.
Sounded
good. It was weird doing those phone calls and having the delay. Very strange, because we were listening on the headphones.
I heard, like, the echo.
See, because we couldn't, it's very confusing. This is another reason I'm so glad we're having these new studios made. When we want to fake a phone call like that, we'll be able to just...
Thanks for doing the interview.
Jump in.
Oh, let's see how... Let's listen.
Yeah. Rob, how do you think it went?
How do you think it went?
Andrea's now very, very chatty.
The callers are nutty, and it's a nutty show, and we thank you.
Okay.
And didn't she kind of sound like a guy?
Very much so. I didn't even want to get into that.
Don't bogart that joint.
Well, that's our show. We appreciate your time and wish you all the best.
Bye, then.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Oh, that's great.
Bye, then.
Another friend.
She's surprised there could be something so far out on the East Coast.
Just a lesson. Incidentally, lesson to all you comedy apprentices out there. Whenever you're going to start a bit, make sure you start it within the first 10 seconds. Get cancer involved.
Always works very, very well.
Yes.
It always works very successfully.
All right. Thank you, Buzz.
Sure.
As always, thank you for stepping up. And now, let's see if we can give away. Hold on. You know, we got so much. Really. The prize closet overflowing.
Any sticky stuff?
Let me see. No, Mike.
Okay.
But, Dunkin' Donuts, Deep Discount CD, Entourage DVDs, Richmond International Raceways IndyCar race tickets, Tower gift cards, and... Doobie Brothers tickets, Mom.
Oh, the Doobies. How perfect a segue is that?
So we've got a lot of stuff to give away. We'll give one person a chance to win right now. 877-365-3636. Just this past weekend, don't you know it's Father's Day? Some people call him Pappy.
Today I stumble from my bed with thunder crashing in.
Some people call him Pops.
Still wet.
I call him Daddy.
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 We're going to play one of our Daddy games.
Ah.
We'll give somebody a chance to call their dad up, and we'll play the game. It's all relative. You know how that goes. Three questions about you. Works better if we're playing with daughters calling their father.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay? So this contest is just for you, Gamma. Just for you chicks.
Yeah.
877-365-3636.
Dad do.
We will call one of your fathers on the air and give them the chance to match three questions that we ask you. At least two of them will be very homosexual-oriented.
Oh,
one of them will probably have to do with either your underwear or your hygiene.
Our father, who art on the line.
So call now. Going out for phone jeopardy. Phone jeopardy. That's the game. Well, the lines are ringing, so let's do that.
Good luck.
Right. Let's do that. And why is it that we can't get a goddamn cell out here?
It's because the building's made of copper.
It's this building. Seriously, if you go out in the hall or outside, you're fine.
Because it just says right now, I pressed it, just says calling. And then the whole time that you were on the phone with that lady trying to make something out of something, both Mike and I are saying, oh, now, of course, it goes through.
Sure, now.
How you doing, piece of ass? Hello? Where the hell were you when I needed you?
And you're still on a little delay.
See how crappy that sounds?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ. How many more shows we got to do from this studio? Really, how many more shows
one
we got to do?
One and a half, about.
Hold on, I got another call coming in. Hello?
No, I'm busy.
Oh, it's you. You were calling ass.
Hi, Ron.
Hi, Rob.
It's Rob.
How have you been?
Hey, hang up so Mike can call.
Okay, well, Mike won't be able to get through because he's calling on your line.
Oh, that's right. It's only one line. Did you hang up?
I'm still here.
Oh, okay, then I'm going to say it on the air. Don and Mike to break.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, the Don and Mike Show.
I'm going steady, and I French kiss.
Well, everybody says that.
Yeah, but Daddy says I'm the best at it.
Yeah, Daddy.
Come on, squeal. Squeal.
Oh, Daddy. Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy? The only thing that would have made Deliverance better, you had that line in there.
Who's your daddy?
Uh-oh. Here it comes.
Daddy. Daddy.
The Don and Mike Show.
Right.
Simply put, the only way to hear Don Geronimo and Michael Mara is to listen to Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Sometimes our bumpers just make too much sense, and this makes me think of Jack Black in the movie with John Cusack called High Fidelity.
Oh, good movie. Yeah.
Comes in the store and says, this is my mixtape I made for Monday, but you're in a bad mood. And then he says, Cosby Swatta. Cosby Swatta.
And, you know, the only thing I was thinking about when you played that tape from Deliverance was the fact that that probably kept a lot of people out of prison.
Mm-hmm.
Because that movie was really the definitive movie for that particular act for about 15 years.
He's a fag.
Mm-hmm.
Painted in a bad light.
And Ned, didn't it mess up the actor? Is it Ned Beatty or Ned Beatty?
Ned Beatty.
And yes, Ned Beatty, didn't it screw him up?
Yeah.
I mean, he literally had to go to therapy because of that, because he was pigeonholed as no other as the guy that did that scene.
When he was Otis in Superman, which is, as far as I can remember, was the next big movie. I'm sure there were others, but the first one I remember seeing him after Deliverance.
And he played kind of a silly tard guy.
Or was it before?
I think he was, I think he was in Network. He played the...
I don't even remember. I'm saying from my frame of reference, it was, okay, Deliverance, then it was like, I never want to see that guy again. And then all of a sudden, he's in Superman.
And that's really how society has changed, I mean, with the movies we see, because when you saw that movie, that's all you could think about when you saw that guy for years afterwards. And I saw him on a talk show. He was interviewed and said that really, not only did it mess him up career-wise, which it did, but it messed him up because people, you know, he'd be in the grocery store.
Poster boy, right? Hey, come on, squeal.
I'm glad they cut the scene that was like that out of Superman.
Thank you.
Now.
Jesus. That horrible scene with Gene Hackman and Christopher Reeve.
Don't cry, Daddy.
We're going to try to give away some stuff to some lucky gal listening to the show where we call her Daddy. Father's Day, even though Father's Day was last week, just how we work on the show. We're a little behind the clock. So let's see if we can get a gal to play a game. Mike, do you like the name Jessica? Do you like the name Sheila?
I like Sheila.
Wendy?
I like Sheila because that's what they call women in Australia. Hello, Sheila.
Hello, guys.
Hi there, honey. Where are you calling from?
Mechanicsville.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for listening. Let me see your dad. Your dad's name is Joe?
You got it.
Beautiful. Rob, in the interest of time, why don't you call the dad right now, and we'll see if he's even there.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the Father's Day, after Father's Day edition of It's All Relative.
Right.
We'll ask your dad three simple questions. If he answers them all correctly, you win all that stuff we just gave that we mentioned and $100.
Very exciting.
So here's the first question. Oh, first off, not the first question. How old are you?
27.
You married?
Yes.
You are married. Got any kids?
I have a 2-year-old boy.
A grandson. Very good.
What is your current bra size?
38C.
Whoa.
I reserve the right to change that, but right now that would be my opening question.
Right. Oh, he's not on. There?
No, he's not there.
Oh, dear. We'll have to move on, Sheila. Your dad's not there.
Bye, honey.
Don't cry, Daddy.
Let's try Wendy. Hello, Wendy.
Hello.
Wendy is Juicy Burgers.
Hi.
Wendy's dad is named Cliff, right?
Daddy. Yes.
Hey, how you doing there, Wendy?
Great, how are you?
Let's see. Wendy, how old are you, Wendy?
38.
Oh, wow.
Right. And married gal?
Divorced.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got any kids? Got any kids?
Three.
All
right, wonderful.
Got a regular guy in your life right now?
Sort of.
Sort of, kind of?
Yeah.
Okay.
Does your dad know about him?
Yeah.
Very good. Did dad like him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me see the...
Rob.
The first question I would have for your dad is, what is the first name of the boy who first deflowered you?
Michael?
Yes.
Thank you.
Any
I've done that so many times. No. No.
You know sorry, honey, your dad's not there.
What a shame. No Sheila dad, no Wendy dad.
Let's go to Jessica. Hello, Jessica.
Yes, hello.
Hi there, Jessica. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Where are you from, honey?
I'm from outside Philly. I live in Towson.
Hey, thank you.
How old are you, Jessica?
I'm 27.
27, another 27-year-old.
Married? Single?
Single.
Single?
I like. I sure like that question you asked Wendy.
Well, you can seal it if you like, because I might give her a different one.
I got a unique one.
What brand of tampons do you use?
Tampax.
Tampax.
Do you reserve the right to change that one at all?
Why?
That?
Do you think there's any chance that... I guess you're just taking a guess, right? How many major manufacturers
it's like it's it? Either... It's all of them start with T, don't they?
What was the answer?
Tampax.
Tampax, okay. This is question number two, Jessica. This is kind of a weird one.
Oh, Mike? Excuse me.
Again, no dad.
Nobody's dad is up. This is why...
Absentee father.
This is why we are trying to streamline things.
Uh-huh.
Before, we would have asked all the questions in advance and wasted the time.
Well, you've asked three. I've got a good one there that I'll stand by. All right.
I ain't trying to jip you on time.
No, I know. I'm dying to get this question asked. I'm chomping at the bit.
Katie?
Yes?
Why don't you just... Rob, come on. Be a step ahead. Please.
I don't have the number.
Here it is right here.
No,
I think we've concluded during this segment that dads are never home.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think your dad's going to be home, Katie?
It's a cell phone, so I hope so.
Okay.
All right, good.
Mike, so you don't feel left out, I don't want to intentionally hurt your feelings. Please, what is your question for Katie's dad?
Katie, this is a different kind of question. Who is the male relative in your family that your father would have you, that your father would not want you to marry?
My Uncle Ray.
Uncle Ray. Uncle Ray.
Went right to that.
Oh, you got him? All right, good. Then here's the first question that I would have for you, because Mike's would be go in the middle there, Uncle Ray.
Okay, you want me to put that in the middle, number two? All right.
Or we can start with that
Uncle
one.
Ray.
That's fine. When's the last time you had a nice BM?
Another guessing question.
He would probably say yesterday when I got home from work.
All right, so it's yesterday is the first one. And then Uncle Ray.
Uh-huh.
And then I've got another one for you about your family. If your dad had to have gay sex with a member of your family,
yes.
who would he choose to have gay sex with?
Easy, my Uncle Jimmy.
So your father's most attracted to Uncle Jimmy.
Jimmy. And Uncle Ray is the one that he would most approve of you being.
Most
disapproved.
Yeah, he's a biker, but he's like a big puss, so.
Now, hold on a second.
Which one, Uncle Ray or Uncle Jimmy?
Uncle Ray.
Jimmy. Does he have a brother named Jimmy?
What, Rob?
The father is also named Jimmy.
Yeah, that
right.
Doesn't mean... How do you have
my uncle is my mother's brother.
Okay.
Ah, mother's brother.
Okay.
Very good.
Okay. All right, thank you. So, the answers are...
BM was yesterday at just after work.
Yeah.
The second question, a relative that your father would not want you to marry is Uncle Ray.
Right.
And
gay sex with his
Uncle Jimmy.
Jimmy.
All right.
Okay, let's go.
That's Jimmy in the family.
Yeah.
Here sounds we go. Like a Jimmy.
Here's your dad. Hey, Jimmy.
Hey.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Don't cry, Daddy.
Hi there. This is Don and my best friend Mike. How are you?
I'm fine. How you guys doing?
We're doing very well. We're doing a radio show right now, and we have your lovely daughter, Katie. Katie on the line. Katie? Katie, can you hear your pops?
Hi.
Yes.
Pops, we're playing a nice game, a radio game with Katie.
Okay.
It's kind of like the match game.
Uh-huh.
What you got to do is answer three questions that she's already answered about herself. And if your answers match her answers, she wins a cornucopia of prizes and cash.
Okay. Cool.
Three very simple questions, and this is in honor of you, sir, because Father's Day was just this past weekend.
That's right, it was.
And she told us what a wonderful, devoted father you are.
Yes, lovely.
Here's the first question for you. When's the last time your daughter had a nice BM?
What was that again?
Oh, dear.
When's the last time your daughter had a nice BM?
Oh, God, it
happened
last Wednesday.
When do I
start? Hold on, Katie.
Hold on,
you can't
hold
jump
on.
In while no. we're talking. And
okay.
Do you know what BM means, sir? When's the last time she went number two?
Number two. When's the last time she went number two? Let's see. Last night.
I think we can accept that.
Yes. She said yesterday
just after
work.
That would be last night.
Okay.
Yeah.
Congratulations. You've already won a $50 Tower gift card. For the latest movies and music, go to Tower.com. Tower Records, Life Played Loud. Mike.
Now, Dad, this one's a little complicated, so pay attention. Who is the male relative in your family that you would most disapprove of your daughter marrying?
Male relative?
Male relative that you would not want to see your daughter married to.
Let's see. Hold on, give me a minute on this one.
You need a minute on this one to think?
I got a lot of nice male relatives.
You got a lot of nice. Who's the one you really wouldn't want to see her marry?
Daddy, please don't. Really, hey, Jimmy?
Brother.
Who?
Her brother.
What would he be to her? What would he call him? He's a...
What's his name?
Her stepson. My stepson.
What's his first name?
No.
Yeah, Katie, does he have it or is he wrong?
No, he's thinking of my brother, not my uncle.
Katie said Uncle Ray.
Uncle Ray.
Here's the third question. What color paint chips do you prefer to eat?
I can't understand you. We know.
Listen, here's the third and most important question. If you were forced to have gay sex with any member of your family, who would you choose to have gay sex with?
Uncle Ray is wrong. She said it'd be Uncle Jimmy.
Uncle Ray is the one that she thought you would approve of her being.
Disapprove of her being.
Disapprove.
Yeah, but unfortunately he wouldn't say Uncle Ray because, as we know now, he's attracted to him.
Well, actually, we have a very dysfunctional family.
Yeah. Sounds like it might be a little dysfunctional.
Yeah, he picked my brother because my brother always likes my butt, which is really weird.
Well, okay.
Isn't that interesting?
Well, I'll tell you what, here we go. You won some prizes, but still for the $100, very quickly now, we'll just have to do this on the honesty plan. Katie, when's the last time you think your dad had a nice BM?
This morning.
This morning. Sir, when is it? Sir?
It was a great one.
We can accept that. Right, I believe they're telling the truth, actually.
Yes.
Both of them have to be.
We'll give her the $100, and we'll give her the Dunkin' Donuts and the deepdiscount.com. Great music for less at deepdiscount.com.
Katie, anything sweet you'd like to say to your dad now?
Entourage DVD.
I love you. Bring you something back from Ocean City.
I'm not sure what she said.
Me either.
Bye-bye. I'm not sure either.
Okay. Yeah, bye. Bye, exactly. Dad. Bye. Happy Father's Day.
Well, thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
See ya.
See ya.
Bye, Jimmy.
Have a nice BM.
Enjoy those chips. Oh, yes. Jimmy, get a shoe fly.
Okay, bye now. Sir?
Is Jimmy, are you gone?
No. Yeah,
you can hang up. Hang up, Jimmy.
Hang up.
All right, see ya.
Bye-bye.
You're done.
See ya.
Bye!
Katie, Jimmy, you're off the line now. Katie, Jimmy, your dad, Jimmy, any major head injuries at all during his life?
He's at Ocean City, so he's probably half loaded.
He's at Ocean City.
Is he still there? Jimmy?
No, he's gone.
Okay. Well, he sounds like a wonderful dad.
Yeah. Thank you. Buzz.
Yes.
Buzz, we got to get right to it. Okay. We'll have your news and comments coming up. Just give us two or three of your stories.
Okay. Everybody's missiles are ready. AT&T is not your friend. And a word or two about group sex.
Be right back.
Number 15 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Well, for now, do your part.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
What's wrong?
Yeah.
The thing played before the thing played.
Ah.
Kind of nutty about that. Kind of anal about that.
We should move. There's a sequence of taped messages that we rejoin the broadcast with.
We are moving, Buzz. Mm. As a matter of fact, tomorrow, I was going to mention this, on the show tomorrow, in no particular order, the very last show we'll ever do from this crappy studio in Fairfax, Virginia. All of those memories back tomorrow, Mike. All of those smells, all those stories.
You know, I do want to thank them, though, I didn't mention this at all today. I want to thank them for getting the stink out of the lobby.
Yes.
It was the tree. Were you the one that found out?
No, but I know what it was now.
Well, it was the tree.
It was the tree, but not the tree itself. It's that grass.
that's around the tree.
They have fake grass, fake dry grass under the tree, and that's what was causing the stink.
It had gotten wet because it's a dried grass. Buzz, is it good when it's dry?
Yes, but
not as good.
But how did it get wet? That's the question.
Excuse me, do you know that in the time that it took you to write me a note saying that he wrote me a note saying, you are so OCD, because
joke.
I'm upset about the beginning of the way the break started.
Exactly, I understand.
You're so OCD that you wrote me the note, and then you went over there while we're still not even totally rejoined and started jumping in with whatever. What are you jumping in with?
The
lobby smell.
I was about the rotten grass.
The lobby smell.
Dry grass.
I was with Ben when he made the discovery.
Oh, really?
He took care of it.
Tomorrow, last day in this building.
Yes.
Also tomorrow, Kathy Lee cuts into a GIF on TV.
She still won't let it go.
Wow. And, of course, Mike's birthday celebration.
Yay.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you mean, really?
I don't know. I've deliberately said in the last week zero about it.
Mm-hmm. Wear a loose-fitting jumpsuit, Mike. Now let's try this again.
The Don and Mike Show.
Here we go.
Number 15 Arbitron Radio. Oh. The Don and Mike Show.
Stop. I guess you're not. I am not doing this. I'm not screwing this up on purpose. Please.
And maybe a call to my girlfriend tomorrow, too.
That's right.
You lie.
If I like, I've been sweating about it since you mentioned it.
It's your birthday, friend.
It's your birthday. So if it's my birthday, we don't have to do it?
No, we'll do it. I mean,
it's all about her. It's if she wants to.
Hold on. Let me just try to start.
Do you
want
to come back from the show? I know you want to get that done right.
Yes. So anyway, it's the thing that says the done. When we move to the new studio, we won't have to worry about this. This will be done by a digital thing.
Yeah, right.
But for now, it's still got to be like this.
The Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Right. A handsome man recaps news in freezing baritone. Stay tuned for this and more.
Abandon hope, all ye who enter here. The Don and Mike Show.
And now it's time for Guy Birdley's News and Comments. Buzz?
Yes.
Brought to us by Frank Red Hot.
Right.
I've got them in my pants right now. They're beautiful. Frank's Red Hots. I'm serious. I have them in every pocket, in every nook, in every cranny. Frank's Red Hots. I can't live without them.
They're good.
They bring you the news now. Frank's Red Hots. Bringing authentic buffalo flavor to all your favorite barbecue foods.
Thanks, Frank.
Thanks, Rob. Rob just told me it's a sauce.
I mean, they're not
hot dogs. They're not little things.
They're not cocktail weenies.
They're not Franks. They're actually...
You sold me on Franks.
It said Frank's Red Hot.
Red Hots are known as hot dogs in some circles.
Right. Sure. Oh, it's Red Hot singular. So as in Red Hot sauce.
Is it Frank's Red Hot or Frank's Red Hots?
It's Frank's Red Hot.
That's entirely different.
And delicious.
That it's an operator error. I'm sorry.
Either way, pretty good.
And either way, bad news in my pants. And now here's Buzz with the news.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Big show tomorrow, though.
Yeah.
Big birthday. You're going to love it. You're going
to
love it.
You're not going to do anything to me, are you?
Nothing you don't want done to you.
There you go.
Nothing you don't want done to you.
I appreciate it.
Mike will have rich, buttery spiciness tomorrow on the show for you.
Really?
Yeah.
Rich, buttery what?
Spiciness.
Really? Rich, buttery spiciness?
Mm. Yes.
I don't know what that means. I'm totally confused by that.
You will tomorrow. Ooh.
Oh, good.
Ooh.
Spicy. It's going to be very spicy tomorrow.
Good.
Rich and buttery.
Good.
Sweaty.
Really?
Nakedy.
Oh.
Yeah.
All good.
Pastries.
Oh, pastries.
Pastries.
Yes. Mm. Fantastic.
I don't want to leave it in the locker room.
That's
I think you'll enjoy the first hour of the show tomorrow.
Good. Looking forward to it. Good. I am looking forward to it.
Thanks. I hope so. Jesus Christ, with the pressure you put on us.
I know. Yeah. I know. This is tomorrow. Remember, you heard it here. This is the day before, and I will hold it. I will hold this. I will not. In the years to come, I will not make a big deal about it anymore.
What a liar.
No, I'm not lying.
What a liar, but I have just written a note. Thank you for reminding me. We will call your girlfriend, Carla.
If she wishes to be called.
On the air tomorrow. Yeah. If she wishes to be called.
I will...
To talk about the pregnancy.
She will you know, I will find out if she really does want to do it, if she wants to come on the show briefly.
Be nice for your birthday.
Can we put a, if, since it's my birthday, can we put a time limit on it?
Mike, you can't put a time limit on fun.
Exactly.
Anyway, here's Buzz. Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
Real news, people talking about this today, and to recap it, Iran still developing nuclear weapons. Well, it dragged its feet on sitting down to talk about that. And North Korea's testing missiles that could eventually reach the U.S. as the United States fires up its anti-missile system just in case. What could possibly go wrong?
Inevitable.
The Washington Times reports the U.S. is considering intercepting North Korea's test missile. We apparently...
Interception, United States! Deion Sanders!
I was thinking about this. We got this thing that supposedly blows these missiles out of the air.
Right.
It's untested.
Right.
So if they launch a missile and we try to blow it out of the air, then they know that our thing doesn't work.
Now, can I explain to you what we use? Uh-huh. Are you familiar with Missile Command?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Classic video game.
Now, as you know, you had that rollerball thing.
Right. Right.
Someone at the Pentagon has the rollerball thing.
It's Rumsfeld.
Uh-huh. And they've gotten all the way, they've worked past the level where it says the end.
That meant you were done.
Right. Right.
Good. I hope it works.
Yeah. We apparently have 11 long-range interceptors, 9 in Alaska and 2 in California.
And an S-load of quarters.
they reportedly are fired up and ready to launch. All somebody has to do is start pushing buttons. As I said, what could possibly go wrong?
Now, if they launch the missile and it works, I think everybody's going to feel real happy.
Yeah,
I think we can go back to being bad guys again.
Keep our fingers crossed. Mm-hmm. President Bush, meanwhile, ever the diplomat, is still making the U.S. strong by making friends overseas.
Brother, what can I do to help you?
Well, today he essentially said that Europe was unfazed by 9/11 and that they just don't get the war on terror. Sure, 85 Europeans died in the attack on U.S. soil, and sure, Europe was shaken to see the mighty U.S. wounded like that. But today, President Bush was in Austria when a reporter asked him why Europeans don't support his policies. He said it was because Europe didn't take the attack seriously. Quoting him, for Europe, September 11th was a moment. For us, it was a change of thinking. He says people who disagree with his policies believe it's, quote, okay to condemn people to tyranny. And besides, the real enemy may be the phone company anyway, if you care anything about liberty. AT&T has just changed its official policies that used to protect your privacy.
Well, your nipples have got to be hard. I mean, you're going like a million miles an hour.
Oh, I haven't stepped like this in months.
I've not even bothered to jump in and even try to defend the poor doofus.
Good for
you. Just keep kicking him when he's down.
Actually, I've moved on to AT&T now. AT&T,
I know, but somehow it'll be Bush's fault.
Well, sure. AT&T is now an open book, not to you or the press, but to the government. The new policy goes into effect tomorrow, and it's really quite a change.
Okay.
AT&T is giving itself more freedom to share your private information with the government. And when AT&T starts offering video soon, it plans to track your viewing habits, something cable and satellite companies are not allowed to do by law.
Thank you, Rob.
Another
American Telephone and Telegraph.
Yay! Another report out today says AT&T is even providing government spies with a room in St. Louis where they track and even monitor telephone calls.
I don't like them knowing what I'm watching on TV.
Exactly.
I don't like that part.
BFD. Mm-hmm. No, really. I mean, what are people so afraid of? It's, so they know that you
I'm
watch,
losing their privacy.
They know that you watch Huff. They know that you watch, let's say, Survivor.
Not what I'm worried about, Bob.
And they know that you watch
not what
porno.
I care about. Yes, it's not just that I watch it. It's how much. I don't want that. That could be used against me in a court of law.
An illegal amount?
Look at this list. This is the pay-per-views in 1 7-day period. Do you ever order a normal film, Mr. O'Mara? Was there any chance that you could order anything, Big Mama's House, for example?
Don't feel so guilty about ordering porno. Who cares if they know?
If I saw it on a printout, I would be embarrassed. I would be embarrassed. If it was, like, spelled out. Because you think about it, you order your porn, and you never even think
all
about it.
Says
if you think
on,
about it, I don't
no,
think
all
about
it says
it.
On your bill now is just movie. Uh-huh. That's all it says.
That's all it says on your bill.
What?
That's all it says on your bill.
No.
On the readout the government has, it may say more than that.
Like it would know, it would say sick, disgusting porn.
That's right.
Because when you buy the 5 channels, I don't like all those channels, but I get credit for them.
That's right.
Full credit. I mean, you see some of the garbage they have on there, really. Some of the really bad porn that I wouldn't even be caught dead buying that if I knew what it was.
But that's the beauty of buying the 3-hour 5 channel package.
Yes, channel 593.
If you know something is not good on, for instance, the Playboy channel, which
right.
never has anything good.
Right. We disagree there because I do enjoy some of their stuff. Except that part, you don't. I like the shows you don't like. For the same reason, when the guy starts talking, when the guy's not
when the
talking,
guys are on, like there's naked, they,
yeah,
there's naked chicks there, and the guy's like,
yes, it ruins it.
Hey, my name is Fred from Hoboken. Yeah. You know what I'd like you to do?
Yep.
Take that banana.
That's horrible.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I'd love to do that.
And you know, at Playboy, they should know that, and they should eliminate that. They should just have the women talk to each other. I like them when they're on the couch.
Why are you worried about the government knowing you're watching porn? You're saying it on the freaking radio.
Oh, Jesus.
Right. We are on the air.
Oh, no.
Mr. Brinkley.
Jews in Arkansas, when we continue.
Oh, really? Let's do a story about one person.
I'm very offended. I happen to be a Razorback.
No, as a matter of fact, I think, wasn't that plural?
Yeah, plural. There's more than one.
There's two of us.
Of course. Go Sooners.
I wish...
Is it Arkansas? Oklahoma. Oh, Arkansas Razorback.
Arkansas, yeah. Yes. Razorbacks was correct.
Right.
Were you at the rally today?
I was indeed. It was wonderful.
In New York?
It was delightful. It was fantastic. I met an old friend, Alan Linemore.
Hi!
Hello, Yellen.
Okay, so Jews in Arkansas.
As
the bus says, we come right back.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
I'm being facetious.
You know, a lot of shows come out of the gate big, but do you think this will last?
Everybody is talking about the show.
Yeah.
It's huge.
Yeah, I mean, it's got buzz and all that, but it's also really good. So when people do show up, they see how great it is.
The Don and Mike Show. God damn it. The Don and Mike Show.
Ooh la la.
There you go.
Let's go dance. Cyber Buzz now. Cox. Oh. Buzz loves Cox.
No coincidence.
Good sponsor. Bring you this segment of news and comments. Cox. COX, brought to you by Cox Business Services, providing broadband-based high-speed internet, local long-distance phone, Vimeo, data solutions, all-size businesses, CoxBusiness.com. Don't spell it the way I do. Spell it COX.
Yeah, it's shorter.
Somewhat easier to recognize the way you spell it.
Well, not to be confused with caulk.
Right. But you might use in your bathroom.
Yeah.
Seal.
Caulk.
Yeah.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don Mike. Well, I suppose there have almost always been Jews in Arkansas, but nobody was really aware of it until now. And now that Walmart's moved its world headquarters to Bentonville, which, for the first time in its history, has a synagogue.
Welcome to the Little Rock Visitor Center. I hope you're enjoying your stay.
Have you seen the Bill Clinton Memorial Library? It's fantastic.
I will not be able to be reached today. I will be at the rally in New York for the penny.
The synagogue is there now that lawyers and executives from Walmart's corporate headquarters have come to town.
That is when we go to a church on a Saturday.
Yes, very, very nice. Looking forward to it. It was my idea to come up with a smiley face at Walmart.
Some Jews have said they're just as uncomfortable with this as are, I'm guessing, the people of Bentonville, Arkansas.
This is Michael Hoffman, and you're listening to Jew to Jew.
Now Bentonville's even had its first bar mitzvah.
So many farms and so many goy.
Talk about worlds colliding. Stay tuned for the comedy.
Thank you.
Another surprising mixed marriage is when Biff and Buffy meet the boys in the hood. In Chicago, where they've torn down some crime-ridden inner-city housing projects, the gangs have moved to the suburbs. All of the suburbs. And in the burbs, you're dealing with cops who haven't seen the kind of action your inner-city cops have seen.
Well, it's not the good suburbs.
Yes.
Let's just be honest.
Even the best 81 Chicago suburbs now have reported gang activity.
That's funny.
Suburban cops and concerned citizens are now leafing through what's called the gang book.
NIMBY, NIMBY, NIMBY.
It's
not in my backyard.
Filled with pictures of gang hand signs and tattoos so folks know what they're looking for.
I call it delightful Disney-like art.
Quoting the head of the local crime commission, it's a problem they can no longer ignore.
Look, it's initials, but they appear to be big, almost like on the side of a Bubblicious bubblegum wrapper.
The letters are balloon-like.
They're pretty, really.
Now, how did they get into our gated community that has the little man in the golf cart down at the end?
They didn't pray tell hop the fence.
Politics has taken a particularly druggy turn this week. In Bridgeport, Connecticut, Mayor Fabrizi is hoping he can keep his job even after admitting he used cocaine while he was mayor.
Who cares? That stud, that room freshener, he's a genius.
You know, one word. I'm from Connecticut, and one word for Bridgeport. Beautiful.
It is Connecticut's largest city.
It is.
They probably need Fabrizi there, don't they? I mean, like the product?
Yeah.
Right.
You'd know Bridgeport. Lovely.
An FBI document got out that said an alleged dealer claimed he had video of the mayor doing coke. With tears in his eyes, Mayor Fabrizi told city workers yesterday he hadn't used in 18 months.
Damn.
Here he is.
Damn.
Tears in his eyes.
He said he hadn't used in 18 months and that he had tried to get help. He said he'd even stopped drinking 4 months ago.
Mayor Fabrizi, he's an Italian guy, right?
Yes, apparently.
You know what he said?
What?
Hey, artist, it's after your dinner. Go outside and poop now. You're good a dog, a little artist.
Very happy. The mayor also apologized. Some buzzkills think he should go, no longer be mayor, but Fabrizi points at, quote, the tremendous progress Bridgeport's made over the last 3 years. Yeah, you can get a lot done.
That a joke of making no sense to anybody but Robbie's mom.
And she loved it.
Hello, Sharon.
Sharon, how you do?
Hi,
you
Sharon.
Say hi to big old audience for me.
And two candidates for governor have admitted smoking pot, but in Florida, only the Republican has also admitted to playing around on his wife and something about his mother-in-law, a dog, and a restraining order. But honest mistakes, he says.
Did somebody give all these guys a dose of truth serum?
Sodium pentothal, apparently. Yeah, they're all confessing to things. Well, I think most of them have been caught or nearly caught, so they feel they have to come forward.
Are these dudes that are up for re-election, maybe?
You know, in Florida, we're talking about a gubernatorial candidate. In Bridgeport, it's a sitting mayor.
Wouldn't it be great if all people that were running for office would have those sessions where they'd have to get up at the debate stand and they'd be behind the podiums, and both of them would go back and forth with each other saying what bad things they've done. It would like be one debate that would just be that, and they'd have to one-up each other to see who's done the worst stuff.
Well, I guarantee Bush would win again.
This guy broke into apparently in his mother-in-law's house to retrieve a dog, and they had to get a restraining order, and that's while he was serving as a state representative.
You know, if it was Bush Clinton, it might be a tie. In fact, Clinton might be.
They had to confess.
Mike, laws against nature versus laws against
humanity.
Written laws. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
I mean, I like Clinton better than Bush,
right?
But if each of them was like playing the cut down game with like I've done this and I've done this thing.
Well, if it got into the area of women, I think that Clinton would.
Oh, are you kidding?
Yeah.
Bush is like he got his jerk on one time. You know, while Laura was in the next room. I mean, you know, but then
he'd look back and go, "Well, Bill, I just chugged a whole bottle of Wild Turkey."
Yeah, I mean, and that's where. See, now this is where Clinton can come back with like, you know, I smoked, but I didn't inhale. He'll come back and go, I did an eight ball in like an hour and a half one night. I mean, he's the killer. But then Clinton wins when he says, you ever get it under the desk?
Oval Office?
Yeah, but then they could talk about the whole cheating on tests and things stuff. You know, the low level, like selling your buddies out and stuff like that. You might have a lot of that one. You know, there's just one time I said I did it. He took the whole test for me.
I never thought you could go to an Ivy League school, dumb bastard.
I'd love to see that.
Like, where'd Clinton go to school? Like, dumb Arkansas, something like that?
And what's the place in England?
Rhodes Scholar? He went to Oxford.
Yeah, exactly. Oxford. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Oxford Blues.
Right.
Oxford. Oxford socks.
At the zoo, of course, it's pleased.
I once cleaned up my mess with a pair of socks. Right here in this office.
That was great.
At the zoo, it's pleased.
You ever do a lot of blow? I never liked it.
Didn't care for it. I actually put it up my nose, but I blew it out my other nostril.
Oh.
That's what Clinton would say.
Signs at the zoo, you know, say, please don't feed the animals. In Orlando, it could be, please don't feed the homeless. A city councilwoman there has proposed limiting who can feed the homeless and how often. In a neighborhood where volunteers do feed the homeless, businesses and homeowners say they've noticed a spike in crime after the feedings.
We should make them do tricks like we do the animals at SeaWorld.
Exactly. That'd be entertaining.
Someone should be out there with like a hula hoop. Go, come on, hey, come on, monkey, dance. Come on, come on. Come on, old guy. You in the corner. Come on. Hey, look at this. It's half a Big Mac. Come on.
Jump! Jump, monkey, jump!
I earn your keep.
Well, locals say instead of doing tricks after they eat, these homeless people have been committing crimes. Apparently the food gives them energy. The councilwoman behind the proposal not to feed the homeless, by the way, also sponsored a state law in Florida allowing dogs to eat at outdoor restaurants, just so you'll know. Oh, when we come back,
yep.
Sex and violence.
Oh, well, there you go.
Hey, wow.
There you go. Home run.
Good.
Be right back, bud.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate the interrupts. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive.
Well,
really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. Broadcasting with a utility belt full of fun for ye, Don and Mike.
And now, here's our own Jim Morrison. Here's Buzz. He's got his fly undone right now. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Finally, group sex is not for everybody. First of all, there wouldn't be room. Second, it's just not everyone's cup of tea. Take Mr. and Mrs. Nicholas Brems of Clearwater, Florida. He's a motorcycle cop with a service record as clean as his whistle. Been on the job in Clearwater 15 years, no trouble. She says he tried to get her to agree to have group sex, but she just wouldn't listen. When she refused, she says he beat her and pushed her head into a wall. He says self-defense, he'll be cleared, he says. The cop who answered the domestic disturbance call says his colleague smelled of liquor. This, by the way, guys, is not how it's done. A little finesse, please.
Oh!
And ladies, something for you. In Beijing, a woman insisted that her husband fix dinner. He refused. Said he couldn't. Said he was late for work. She got out her sword, as she'd done so many times before, and threatened him with it. That's how she got him to do things their whole marriage, threatened him with a sword. Only this time she killed him.
Uh-oh.
Police have ruled that since she had never killed him all those other times with the sword, this must have been an accident.
That makes perfect sense to me, Buzz.
You make the night. I keep you, you be sword.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, no. Oh, yes.
Yeah. Oh, yes. I think we got to go. We'll see everybody tomorrow with the new episode. Mike's girlfriend, maybe, talking on the air about getting pregnant. And
our last day in the building.
Oh, yeah, our last day in this crappy building. Oh, it'll be a big show tomorrow. We'll see you then. Good day to you, sir.
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 What time is the Hallmark store open until?
Just closed 1 minute ago.
Ah. Hey, I'm going to tear up. Stop it. See you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
Number 15, Arbitron rated. Bye. The Don and Mike Show.